tournament win here, Adam. Injuries and penalties have hurt these Chargers, but with their high-powered offense, they can roll with anyone else. If these Chargers get stops, the Chargers will punch their ticket into postseason football.
And, Eric, let's not forget about Knoxville. Sheraton may have their hands full with this rushing attack.
Yeah, you can't forget about the rushing attack from Knoxville. If you do forget, you will not have that ticket punch, and there'll be a lot of disappointed Charger players and fans, coaches. Adam, these Knoxville Panthers' run game is key to their success. It will be extremely important to load the box if you're the Chargers, but Knoxville will have a huge opportunity to put pressure on Sheraton corners because of this running attack. They only have 226 pass yards, but a stunning 1,655 rush yards and 265 attempts. They will run the ball, and Sheraton is well aware. The question is, will they be able to stop Connor Bailey and the Knoxville line in this battle?
Yeah, Derek, it's a special night here in Sheraton, Iowa. It's senior night. Means a lot for those seniors, last time playing on Reynolds Field. But before we begin, we got some history between these two teams, and there's a lot of history between these two teams. It's the 89th meeting between Knoxville and Sheraton, the second longest history between the two teams, and it all started in 1901 when Knoxville won 35-0, and that was the first loss in Sheraton football history. And in 1907, the Chargers lost by a kind of a weird score, 4-0. So, and then overall at Reynolds Field, Knoxville's record is 14-11, and the overall record, Knoxville has 38 wins to Sheraton's 45.
Yeah, those numbers are just kind of crazy. How long this rivalry's been going, and how competitive it has been. I know talking to my dad, who was a former football player for the Sheraton Chargers, and other guys throughout the community, it's just Sheraton Knoxville. It was always kind of the main rivalry football-wise, and it has the main rivalry has changed like it does in every sport. But Sheraton Knoxville was a rivalry, and I think it's starting to become one again. That's kind of how it was. Like you said, 38-45 on the records between the two teams, so really close split there. And Sheraton hopes to close that gap a little bit tonight, and hopefully get a chance to punch their way into the playoffs, like we said, Adam.
Yeah, Derek, not just football, though, where there's a rivalry between the two teams. It's basketball, too. Knoxville just entered the South Central Conference a couple years ago, and it's been a competitive fight between the two teams for the conference title the last couple years, and then it will be in the next few years.
Yeah, baseball-wise, basketball-wise, football-wise, kind of battling here for that first place, and the baseball basketball-wise, I know the last couple of years, there's been a couple times where they have battled for that first place spot, but football-wise here tonight, both just battling to find a way in the playoffs in this tough 3A district here.
Yeah, Derek, we're counting down until the game. There's 6 minutes to go until we're going to kick off here. The band's on the field getting the crowd into this one, and I know being senior night, a lot of fans here. And another thing, Derek, it's the 85th anniversary for Hy-Vee in Sheraton, Iowa. So after the game, there's going to be a little fireworks show for the fans of Sheraton and Knoxville.
Yeah, Hy-Vee in Sheraton is one of the calling cards for when it comes to whether people know your town. Sheraton just kind of adds recognition to our town, and Hy-Vee is just a really good place for our community and does so much for our athletics, especially.
Yeah, Derek, it feels like every event or everything that gets built in this town, Hy-Vee has something to do with it. So we're definitely really appreciated. We definitely really appreciate it. And
like you were saying about the seniors, Adam, senior night here, the whole track was covered with these senior football players and cheerleaders also. But the football players, while there was a lot of seniors, it's going to be interesting to see how these certain football program does the next couple of years. A lot of guys are going to have to step up.
Yeah, and that says something about your class too, Derek. I mean, all those guys staying out for football, keeping with it. You see a lot of times where a class will have a lot of guys go out for football in junior leagues and not keep with it. But this class, they've kept with it, and they're a really good group of guys. And good group of guys to lead your team, especially to the playoffs this year.
Exactly, and only 22 guys can play, and they have over 20 seniors on this roster. So there's seniors that don't get to play. I mean, a good whole of the lineup is starting for seniors for the Sheraton Chargers, but there's guys that don't get to play on the seniors team as much as they want. But that's just the thing about being a senior and having your program built up. You appreciate your role, whatever it is. Every role is important for teams here, especially if you want to be successful. And these seniors here. The thing I'm most impressed with is the stars are obviously impressive, but the guys that maybe don't have the biggest role on the field, off the field and on the sideline, that role is really important for sure, and to find a way in the playoffs.
Yeah, Derek, you know, and it's those guys that really energize the team, the guys that may not get in every time, they're seniors, but they're going hard in sprints. That really energizes the seniors that do play and make them want to work harder because, you know, energy is contagious, and you see guys doing that even if they aren't getting playing time. It just shows a lot about their character.
Yeah, and exactly, and there's almost like an extra, when you're a senior, there's that, I know juniors, sophomores, freshmen play hard, don't get me wrong, but when you're a senior, it's kind of that last chance, last thing, more we than I in it, and I think I saw a quote, freshmen's want to score, sophomores want to score, juniors want to score, seniors, we just want to win, you know, that's kind of the seniors' attitude on this year in football team, and that's why they've had the success they've had this season.
Yes, Derek. Sheraton's just making their way out onto the field right now to run out in front of these fans for these seniors the last time they'll ever do it in their career. That's going to be an emotional. Definitely emotional for these guys. Now, I remember when I used to play football, you'd always have seniors come back and talk to us in the locker room and how big of a deal it was to play in front of these fans, and never forget it. Don't take anything for granted, and I know these seniors won't do that.
Exactly, and I think playing football, like you said, we both have experience in that, and you know, just in the locker room, there's that the extra from the seniors. You kind of look, they look, you know, they have that look in their eyes. This is our last chance. There's almost tears coming out, but definitely not sad tears. Definitely just the tears. You know, let's get this done for one another and get this done for our team and our community.
And Derek, it's definitely not over for these seniors. Season still got some season left. Playoffs still on our minds, so they're going to be looking to end it good. I mean, they're definitely not over tonight, and we still got a long ride to go in this season.
Yeah, I know it's really known for seniors to cry when they lose. I know these Sheraton Chargers don't want to lose for a while. So,
and there's a big event going down on the field right now. They're shooting off fireworks on the field as the Chargers make their way out in the field. I've never seen this ever on the field, Derek.
No, I think these seniors right now are wishing this was their walkout all the years. This is impressive. This walkout is cool.
Yeah, they're shooting fire in the air. I've never seen this before. Fire department on the field, and here comes the Chargers.
What an entrance for these Sheraton Chargers. This crowd is going here. Definitely doesn't make the task less to stop these Knoxville Panthers, but it definitely adds that energy to this crowd, and this place is electric tonight here in Sheraton, Iowa.
And the seniors lead them out onto the field. There's a minute and 30 seconds to go till kickoff. I know you guys are on the edge of your seats, as are we.
It's, yeah, like we said, I think these seniors, I haven't seen that walkout before. I think these seniors are happy with it. The last time they walk out at Winos Field is an awesome event, but I bet they're wishing, wow, I wish that would have been our walkout for all these years.
Yeah, that was definitely an exciting one. And as you said before, Derek, they got fireworks playing after this. I know I'm staying watching some fireworks. You don't know, usually you have to wait till 4th of July to see those.
Yeah, but until I'm a grown man, I don't think I'll get to see fireworks from Hy-Vee again until they're 100. So definitely thing you got to witness here in high school and throughout the community. I think there'll be a lot of people attending tonight.
Derek, it's not just the football players that are seniors that are going to have an emotional night. It's the cheerleaders. It's the drill team. I mean, they've been doing their sport or their activities all through high school, and you got to give credit to them for doing what they do, and it's not just the football players. It's everybody.
Exactly, and that's I think that's another key to the energy of tonight's game on Sheraton's side here is just the appreciation for the seniors for all they've done for the community and their teams. Just a lot of hard work, a lot of hours given up, and, you know, just giving all they can every day. And that's definitely something to be proud of if you're a fan or a parent or whatever you are.
Now, Derek, let's talk a little about this game. You said Knoxville, they got a crazy good rushing attack, and that's behind Connor Bailey. He's got 64 attempts, 758 yards and 6 touchdowns. He's averaging 11 yards per carry. That's going to be tough to stop.
Yeah, that's a lot of yards per carry, and that's not that many carries for that many yards. I think Knoxville, teams know Knoxville's going to run it, and to get that many yards per carry is unbelievable.
And Derek, he's not the only one that's going to be running the ball tonight. It's going to be Deion Snyder right behind him. He's got 112 attempts, so he's definitely going to be getting the ball tonight. 577 yards, 10 touchdowns, and he's averaging 5.2 average. So if you got a team that's going to be able to run the ball a lot, definitely more safe from turnovers, and you're definitely going to control the clock. That's what Knoxville does. They have done all year. They're going to control the clock. They're going to try wearing your defense down.
Yeah, they lost their track star from last year, who was a kind of a key rusher for their team, Duncan, who actually won the state in the 100-meter dash and 200, I believe. Not 100% sure. Don't quote me on that, but I know he won state in track, and just one of those kids here and had a lot of trouble stopping last year. So I think Knoxville, similar running attack with the way they're able to move the chains, but Sheridan needs to find a way to get stops with guys in the box tonight.
Yeah, Derek, not taking away anything from the Sheridan speed last year, but he made guys look like they were just slower than molasses.
He did. He was one of those guys that when he runs, you get an extra glance at. Even if it's a five-yard gain, the moves he had to make to get those 5 yards, kind of like there's a lot of guys in the NFL like that right now. Every yard is impressive when you're supposed to have nothing and you get those 5 yards. It's really cool to see, and he was definitely a fun runner to watch, and I'm excited to see how Knoxville replaced him on that running game.
Yeah, Derek, the senior captains are making their way onto the field for the last time together. It's Bradley Krutzinger, Chase Altonoff, and Trevin Anson, T.J. Hawkinson.
And a little bit about Sheridan tonight. Sheridan's one of Sheridan's key players throughout the first four games. Bradley Krutzinger is dressed tonight, and it looks like in warm-ups he's pretty full speed.
Yeah, Derek, I was talking to Chance Worse before the game, his good buddy on defense and in off the field, but he said he's ready to go. He's going to play both sides of the ball this game, and look for him to be a big factor tonight.
For sure, and Chance Worse, but you mentioned his name. Look for him to have a big game up the middle. He has a task in his hand, to say the least. There's going to be a lot of runs up the middle tonight, and Chance Worth is where it really starts. Middle linebacker sometimes starts the D-line, obviously, but Chance Worth is going to have to make a lot of open field tackles tonight, and he's going to have to fill gaps at that linebacker position.
And, Derek, one thing that's been the talk around the state, T.J. Hawkinson, he's one touchdown away from tying the record for touchdown receptions, and that's very big, and he's worked hard for it.
That's exciting. That's a mind-blowing stat. It really is. And I mean, catching, receiving yards, he's right up there with top five in state history already. He's reception's gonna a good chance to break the record, knock on wood. But T.J. Hawkinson, one of our good friends, just the work he's put in, and more than that, just the gamer he has inside, the competitiveness he has, does not want his Sheridan team to lose, and points out his lineman after every touchdown. That's kind of guy you want leading the Chargers here. Definitely not a bad person to have as your leader of the team, if you're the Sheridan Chargers.
And Derek, the kick team is back, is on the field now. Sheridan will kick off in the first half. It's T.J. Hawkinson kicking off. And the kick is going to be a squid kick up the middle. It's going to be fielded by number 32, D.J. Snyder, and he's going to take this one up the right sideline, and it looks like there's a fumble on the play and a big pile on him.
Yeah, and there's a – I don't know how he came back up with that. If he did, that was a big fumble, but the reason my voice changed a little bit there was actually there's an injured player on the field. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe it's Dylan Sanders. And
that's not what you want to see. Not what you want if you're a Sheridan Charger fan.
And that is a blow to the Sheridan Charger team. If he's not okay, we'll keep you guys updated. But, wow, that's Coach is walking over there, giving him a little respect. I know Coach Kurt Smizer and Lee Kane are over there just hoping he's on the field. And Lee Sandy's on the offense coordinator for the Sheridan Chargers. And Coach Josh Snook are definitely hoping Dylan's okay, because he's key to what the Chargers want to do tonight on the running attack.
Yeah, Derek, there was a fumble on the play, though. Snyder fumbled it, but Knoxville was able to recover, and they're going to take over at their own 33-yard line. We're going to take – looks like Sanders is being helped off of the field right now. He's a tough guy, though. Hopefully he's going to be okay.
Yeah, he's a tough guy. That's from first glance here, it looks like a rolled ankle or ankle issue. I'm not 100% sure if it's rolled, but it's right ankle. I know he's had a couple problems with injuries the last couple of years. Kind of one of those kids that just wants to tough him out. And be out there, but sometimes, you know, it's just you don't want to keep re-aggravating. But we'll see if Dylan gets okay, and we'll keep you guys updated on Dylan.
And the offense is on the field right now for Knoxville. They got it at the 33-yard line, 1st and 10, 11 minutes and 52 seconds to go. And he's going to hand it off to D.J. Snyder for the first play of the game. It's a gain of about 1 yard, and we're going to be looking at about a 2nd and 9 for the second play for Knoxville.
Yeah, that's a good sign for Sheraton. I think a key tonight game we have mentioned on our little screen there is stop get the third and short conversions there. Excuse me, third and short on third down. So Chargers are a lot more successful and a lot more effective on defense when they get it third and short, rather than second, third and long.
In with this Knoxville's heavy rushing attack, they're going to go with a heavy set, and there's going to be a counter. And it is going to be stuffed at the line of scrimmage for Sheraton. Good defensive stop for Tim Good with a huge first there with the tackle.
And I think Lim Shule hopped in there, fan favorite. Actually, definitely some extra yells. And like we said, third and long here, good start for the Sheraton Chargers defense.
And now Knoxville's going to be looking at their first third down of the night. It's going to be third and eight with 11 minutes to go. No score yet in at Reynolds Field.
Got a lot of things going on tonight. Drill team dancing at halftime. A lot of good atmosphere here in Sheraton.
And the snap is gonna, and he's gonna hand it off to Snyder again, and he's got a hole. No, there's no one to beat. The 30, the 20, the 10, touchdown, Knoxville.
And wow, what a run! That was speed and. The question of replacing Duncan's speed has been answered immediately in this game. Knoxville takes a 6-0 lead while the breakdown by Sheraton defense there, Adam.
Yeah, Derek, there was definitely a breakdown. It looked like he had a big hole to run through behind those big offensive linemen. And that's something we haven't mentioned yet. This Knoxville offensive line outsizes the Sheraton defensive line at every position.
They do. Trevor Nance was talking about it, just guys that are just, you know, Knoxville, just, that's something they do very well there as coaching staff, is prepare those guys at line and just good technique, but then also the size. It's an important part, too.
And it's Caleb Light in for the extra point. It's a high snap, but it's fielded by the holder, and he's going to kick it right down the middle. Knoxville leads it 7-0 with 10 minutes and 44 seconds to go.
Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and assistability products. Let Hammer help you or your loved one with your home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you.
Yeah, Derek, not a good start for Sheraton, but a really good start for Knoxville. That's what they wanted. They wanted to get on the board first, receiving first, and now Sheraton's going to play catch-up early.
And that's some teams are kind of a team that right there kind of takes away their energy. And Sheraton's proved this year that they're resilient on both sides of the ball. They're when they're down, they're going to keep pushing on offense, and they're going to keep trying to get stops on defense. So I think Sheraton will find a way to respond here. They're going to have to here early.
And Sanders he's trying to walk it out on the sideline right now. You can tell he wants to get back into the game, help his team out, but. Right now, we got Kobe Richmond back deep to receive for Sheraton, along with Nick Ryan and Alex Boldrev.
And if you're Sheraton here, shootout's never the thing to do. But if you have to, shootout is not the worst case scenario because of Knoxville's lack of passing attack.
Yeah, Derek, passing for Knoxville has definitely been a problem this year. Jacob Zuck, he's got 39 attempts, 226 yards, 4 interceptions, and only 2 touchdowns. So definitely, they rely on that running attack.
That's about Aaron Kane in the game. To be completely honest.
And then this Knoxville's kick is going to run out of bounds. The flag is thrown, and they're going to have good field position.
Yeah, Sharon's going to you don't want to give this offense too much field position. You don't want them to win the field possession battle because with T.J. Hockenson in the red zone, who's virtually unguardable unless they have 3 guys on him. But Sharon's offense got to prove something to get them on the scoreboard here.
Derek, you got to expect that. Hockenson's going to have multiple guys on him. They're not going to make it easy. They're going to make other guys make plays, but... I wouldn't count Hockenson out. He can make 6 touchdowns in those games.
Sharon usually likes to run that off-tackle start the game, that little run play. Let's see what they run here.
And we're on the 35-yard line. Kane's going to roll left to pass. He's going to throw this one over to Hockenson, but it's picked off. But Nopey dropped it on the ground. It was number 10 of Knoxville, Braden DeLong. Looks like he had it, but when he came down, he just dropped it.
Yep, and kind of a miscommunication there. What we had there was a zone coverage from the Knoxville Panthers. Started off kind of a man look there, but had a right linebacker in the flat and kind of deceived Aaron there and almost came up with a pick. Luckily for the Chargers, he was unable to.
And after the incomplete pass, Sheraton is looking at a 2nd and 10. Kane comes at it under shotgun. It's the pistol formation. He's got twins to both sides, and he's going to send Nick Ryan in motion. He drops back to pass. Throws one over to Hawkinson. Short of the six, but he's going to fight for a first down. He's close to a first down. Good curl route for Hawkinson. That's a route that he goes to a lot.
Yeah, that back shoulder, guys are kind of doing everything they can to not let him get over top. And him and Aaron have just showed this year they're going to, if they're going to guard like that, him and Aaron is going to connect on the back shoulder. And they've been really successful with that. I know TJ is one of those guys that likes to be in the end zone, but that's kind of teammate that he is to give up yards, get completions for his team.
Yeah, so after the catch, Sherton was looking at a third and one. It looks like about third and inches. Kane's still in the shotgun. He's got the fullback, Bradley Kreutzinger, to his right. Alex Fuller behind him. He's going to hand this one off to Alex Fuller up the middle, and he gets the first down. Gain of about 2 yards.
Great block.
Good enough for a first down.
Great block by big senior Hunter Miller. Like we said, hard worker for the Chargers. This line has done a great job for the Chargers, primarily seniors, but this line has improved every year they've been in with the varsity jerseys.
So that's the first down for Sheraton on the night, and they have it at their own 46-yard line. And
you got to look for Bradley Kreutzinger here.
Yeah, they got nobody on Bradley Kreutzinger right now, and he's going to throw one over to Bradley Kreutzinger in the flat. Blocked by Grant Shriver, and that's a good gain of about 9 yards. Nice play from Kurtzmeiser.
Yeah, what he read our minds up here. I mean, you kind of gave him that point, like, but Kurtzmeiser's coaching is just really experienced. Him and Lee Sandy over there, just veteran coaches, and great job reading that and giving you one of your best playmakers, Bradley Kreutzinger, an opportunity to get that first. And Bradley came up short, but almost got a first down.
It is now second and about 1 yard for Sheraton in Knoxville territory at their own 45-yard line. And Kane's going to take the snap, hand it off to Boulder, but there's a flag on the play.
That could hurt Sheraton a lot, that offside. Kurtzmeiser is livid over there. Those are things that cannot happen tonight.
Yeah, definitely flags have been a problem for Sheraton, especially in that fade-out, that dreaded fade-out game. Sheraton able to come out with a win, though. Not something you want to see starting off on the first drive.
No, and watching this, it kind of blows my mind how opposite these teams are. Sheraton passing the ball about every down, and not still running the ball. So the passing attack versus the running attack, and it's going to be a good one. It's going to come down to late in the wire here.
Now Sheraton's looking at a 2nd and 7 after the 5-yard penalty. Kane's dropping back to pass. He's going to throw one over to the sideline to Hawkinson, and he's got it on the sideline. Big game into Knoxville, deep into Knoxville territory. Another one of those 8 patterns that he runs straight down the field and went up and got it over the 2 defenders.
An impressive catch. TJ Hawkins says catch. I make up words with TJ's name when it comes to catches, but I'm impressed with that throw by Aaron right over the top of the corner, bumping him, and then right before the safety over top. So impressive by Aaron Kane.
And now Sheraton's got another first down at Knoxville's 30-yard line.
And I don't think these corners can guard TJ here.
Yeah, there's one corner bumping him, but he doesn't look very big. And Kane's going to hand it off to Boulder. He's got a lot of running room. First down and more.
Great run by Alex right up the middle there. Great blocking by the Sheraton Chargers. Ethan Cornell led him with that block, and then Trevin Nance both on the right side towards the middle gap there. Alex hits the hole hard. That's the difference between him and Dylan. Dylan's kind of one of those guys with speed and outside, and Alex is right up the middle. It's a rushing attack that has been really effective this year.
And we're at the 10-yard line of Knoxville. This is when you got to look for TJ Hawkinson. He becomes very dangerous in this zone. Here we go. Kane's out of the shotgun. He's got the snap, and he's going to hand it off to Boulder. He's going to cut it back up the middle, but stopped at the line of scrimmage by number 54 of Knoxville. It was Brock Cavinas.
Yeah, great penetration by Brock and the Knoxville D-line there. It will get right through. That's a first play for Sheraton that hasn't been over a couple yards, so good job by Knoxville able to get a stop there.
Yeah, Sheraton's drive, they're rolling here. It's 2nd and about 11 after the loss of 1 yard. Hawkinson split out left, Kobe Richmond split right. Kane's going to drop back to pass. He's got time. He throws one over to the end zone to Hawkinson, and he's going to go up and makes the catch. Touchdown, Hawkinson. He ties the record. He now has the tie record for 46 touchdowns.
TJ Hawkins as catch there by TJ. Happy for him to say the least. That was a catch and a half by TJ. Like we've seen all season, all career by TJ. That was goosebumps here for these Charger fans. What a catch by TJ, and very happy for him. Just moving closer to that record, Adam.
And now Alex Boldrev is on the field to try the extra point holder, Aaron Kane. Try to tie this one up at 7-7.
Extra point's important here tonight.
And the snap is good. The hold is good, but it is blocked. It was a low kick. It's going to be blocked, and the score will remain 7-6, but how about that catch by T.J. Hawkins?
Yeah, heck of a catch, heck of a route. Again, heck of a throw by Aaron. Give him a chance. Very few guys in the state of Iowa in high school football that can come up with that catch out of that. And we've seen all season, and every time you see it, you kind of cringe or kind of do something. But, you know, we've seen it so much, and you don't get accustomed to it. That's what great athletes do for you. And as a fan over here, it's exciting to watch.
And, Derek, how about that throw, though, by Aaron Kane? Me and you were talking before the game. Aaron Kane, he looked like a different player tonight. He was throwing some really good balls in warm-ups. Balls I'd never seen him throw. Looks like his confidence is really high tonight.
Yeah, you can feel that confidence going from Aaron Kane. When things are going good for you, it keeps going, and that train is rolling for Aaron. You see him over there on the sideline getting his players going. He is his confidence is high. When he's throwing that ball, there's no hesitation. There's no indecisiveness. Aaron is just laying it out there, letting his players make a play and giving them an opportunity to.
And, Derek, the score is now Knoxville leads it 7-6. There's 7 minutes and 39 seconds to go. Hawkinson is out on the field to kick it off. Back deep to receive for Knoxville is Snyder. Crowd's onto their feet right now. Big crowd for Reynolds Field. I'd like to see that even after the couple rough losses.
Yeah, this crowd is awesome for the Sharon Chargers supporting their team here. A lot of energy. Knoxville has got a nice little crowd here, too.
And Hawkinson's going to go and kick this one. It's another squid kick to the right. And it is fielded by a Knoxville defender. And it looks like there's a couple on the field with Sharon saying they got it.
And that would be big if the Sharon Chargers came up with this.
Sharon's motioning their way. Knoxville's motioning the other. And it's going to be Knoxville ball. That was a my heart sank on that play. I thought we had it, and we would have great field position, but Knoxville took over. A great effort by Kobe Richard, though. He almost came up with that.
Yeah, that was a great play by call by Kurt Smizer. Just kick it kind of a little swip kick, but Kurt Smizer was right there, and he's pointing towards Sharon away, so I thought for sure Sharon had it. And that's kind of the thing about high school football with no replays. Kind of one of the things, whoever wins it in the pile usually ends up getting the ball, because with no video evidence or whatever, it's hard to get the official review.
And now Knoxville's offense is on the field here at their own 30-yard line. Jacob Zuck, he's going to pitch this one to Snyder towards the outside. And he is brought down by, it looks like, Nick Ryan for a gain of about 5 yards.
Yeah, great run there. Good tackle by Nick and no field there. But just watching that run at him, you kind of see how much of a gap these Knoxville guys close there. They just, you know, they really push forward and get that penetration going for these Knoxville running backs. Their line is huge, and they are good. This line is dangerous for Knoxville.
This line looks like it could be no line for a college team. That's how big they are, Derek. And it is going to be 2nd and 6 now, and he's going to hand it off to Snyder yet again, up the middle, gain of about 2 yards. We're going to be looking at another 3rd and short for Sheraton's defense.
Yep, 3rd and short, good job getting stopped there. But like we said, that first down gain hurts the Chargers here with their defense. They're primarily more of a pass defense, better at guarding the pass. So these short yards it is on 3rd down hurts them because of the running attack it allows.
And Snyder's now in the backfield. 2 yards to go for the first down, and there's going to be a counter to number 23 of Knoxville. Brought down for a first down. It looks like it was Connor Bailey, but looks like it's going to be really close to the first down. It's going to depend on the spot.
I think that was a really good spot. Did not think he got that far, but I guess the rest did. I've complained a little bit too much about the refs lately, I think, but definitely opinionated up here in the Sharon press box.
That's normal, Derek. It's okay.
That's something you do as a fan. I think a lot of people think it, and everybody at least thinks it. Some people just say it. And
Derek, they're going to bring the chains out to measure this one, and it looks like it's going to be very close. And it is a first down Knoxville. The chains are going to be moved. Very close, though. Looked like Sharon had their first stop, third down stop of the night.
Yeah, I did not think that was a good spot at all. But Sharon, just respond here, get their defense going, get these stop this running attack. You know it's going to be a run. You have the guys in the box. Make the tackle. If you're a share target.
Yeah, Derek. Knoxville's only got 39 passing attempts this year, so you know it's going to be a run. And a run it is up the middle.
Wow.
The gain of about 3 yards. Good tackle by Chance Wirtz. Kind of like almost body slammed him on that one.
Yeah, and Lynn Chul came in there hard. Lynn's just getting in every play. Lynn, it's kind of an inexperienced football. First year playing football, kind of had to work his way up into the starting lineup, and he's there right now, and he's playing extremely hard. Good tackle by Chance and Lynn, though.
Yeah, I was talking to him. He said he loves that DN position, and I think he fits really well in there. He's got a long body. Really creates some havoc in there. And they're going to hand it off to the counterman again. It's number 11 of Knoxville with the ball carrier, Hunter O'Hannison.
And TJ,
about one.
TJ had a one-on-one coverage there for that tackle. He was the only guy on Sheridan's side that was there. Definitely a guy you want there if you're a Sheridan Chargers. TJ, the defense has improved a ton. We're going to talk about his offense.
I know I trust him over there at the defense.
Yeah, we're going to talk about his offense plenty tonight, but his defense has definitely improved.
And it's going to be third down again, third and six at the 44-yard line, 5 minutes to go. The score is 7-6. Knoxville leads it. And there's going to be another counter to Knoxville. And then he stops. Gain of about 1 yard was number 23 of Knoxville, Connor Bailey. And it's going to be fourth and about 4 yards.
And that's exciting to see if you're Kurt Meiser and Lee Kane on this team. Bradley Krutzinger came up with a hit. Been injured the last couple of weekends, and he kind of where it starts with his Sheridan defense. Able to tackle, good lateral speed, and Bradley, see him get that tackle, you got to be excited if you're wanting the Chargers to win tonight.
And with the ball on the 46-yard line and 5 yards to go to get the first down, Knoxville has brought out their punt team. Back deep to receive is the junior, Kobe Richmond. The snap is good, and he gets the punt off, and it's towards the sideline. Not very long punt. Sheridan will take over at about the 20-yard line, so better field position than you thought they would get on that one. With 4 minutes and 17 seconds to go, Sheridan's offense back on the field, leads down in this one 7-6.
Hanson's Isle Realty. When you are looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheridan is Hanson's Isle Realty. Hanson's Isle Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson's of Hanson's Isle Realty is a proud sponsor of all the area athletics.
And here we go. The Kane's offense is on the field again in the shotgun formation. He's going to hand this one off to Boulder if he tries to find a seam on the outside, but gets a gain of about 2 yards. It's going to be about 2nd and 8.
Yeah, the hole looked a little bit bigger than the yardage equivalent was, but pretty good blocking there by Sheridan, just unable to get a big gain there. 3 yards is not a bad start for the Sheridan offense, so get that run game going here.
Yeah, something definitely you want to do. You're in your own territory, establish that run game. There's 3 minutes and 48 seconds to go. 2nd and 8 for Sheridan's offense. In the pistol formation, trips to Aaron's left. He's going to throw this one over to the left side, but overthrows his receivers. Looks like a little bit of a miscommunication on the offensive side.
And that's another thing. Aaron Kane has that confidence right now that is just that's awesome. That's Sheridan needs for them to pull this off or get this win. But another thing Aaron has to do is trust his receivers besides TJ Knight. Bradley can make plays. Grant has good hands. And then Kobe Richmond, who's a ball hawk, term you like to always use, is a ball hawk for this game. Definitely just really good ball skills and able to make good catches and pretty quick feet.
And one guy you want on the field if you want to receive the ball is Dylan Sanders. He's still on the sideline, though. Look for him to have another appearance in this game. But Aaron Kane's throw towards the middle, it's incomplete. Try for T.J. Hawkinson, and Sheridan's looking at a fourth down, and there it looks like they're bringing the punt team out onto the field.
And that was one of those cases that Kurt Schmeiser cannot be happy with. Came up empty-handed, which isn't a big deal. Aaron didn't quite trust his guys. He had Bradley Krutzinger open. I know hindsight's easy, but definitely just keep trusting your guys if you're Aaron. He's one of the senior leaders that this leads the Sheridan Charger team, and he's got to have trust in his guys.
And Derek, now that we're talking about Aaron Kane and the great year he's having, he's got some crazy stats this year. He's got 136 attempts, 81 completions, over 1,000 yards. He's got 1,218 yards passing, only 5 interceptions and 15 touchdowns. So he's having a great senior year, and you expect nothing less out of his kid.
Yeah, those numbers are awesome, and watching him Bones pregame, like you mentioned, is just his ball is looking good, and right now, just late in the season, is when you need your quarterback the most, and he's proving that he's more than ready to take this Charger starting job. Actually, had been really patient behind two former quarterbacks, Christian Bankston and Quinn Storm. Christian's playing at Simpson right now, and Quinn's at Iowa. Both really good quarterbacks and leaders for Sheraton football.
And Sheraton had to burn a timeout. It looked like a couple players didn't know they had to be on the punt team, so Sheraton lost a timeout there. They're down 7-6 in this one with 3 minutes and 31 seconds to go in the first quarter. T.J. Hawkinson is in the punt at the Sheraton 25-yard line, and he gets the punt off, and it's right down the middle. It's number 10 back deep to receive for Knoxville, Braden DeLong, and it's going to take a Charger bounce all the way to the Knoxville 18-yard line.
What a bounce. The returner for Knoxville there didn't know whether to catch that or not. His hand just left of him a little bit, but that ball ruled forever. That ended up being a really long punt. So Sheraton doing a good job of switching field positions there from not the best spot. So want to see that punt was over 50 yards.
Yeah, Derek, that's something you want to do. If you go 3 and out, you want to make sure you have good field position. You're going to win that field position battle. So Knoxville's going to take over at their own 17-yard line with 3 minutes and 19 seconds to go.
See if fatigue's an issue here for the Chargers. We've got a lot of guys playing both ways.
And Jacob Zuck now is under center. Steiner behind him in the backfield. He's going to pitch this one to Steiner towards the right side. He's going to drop back to pass. And it is incomplete. A little trickery from Knoxville. The intended receiver is number 15, Trent Davis, and they pitch it to the running back, Snyder, and he threw one to Davis, but great coverage by Aaron Kane.
Aaron wasn't fooled at all there. Must have prepared for that play in film or whatever it was. Aaron was not fooled at all there as a D-back, and that's who that on those trick plays, especially the running back pass, it's all up to that corner, whether he bites or if he doesn't bite.
So now Knox will look at 2nd and 10 here. Man in motion. Zuck's going to hand this one off to Snyder up the middle, and he's got a first down brought down by Bradley Krutzinger, but that's going to move the chains for Knoxville.
Yeah, and we haven't said this tonight yet, but it's already hurt the Chargers, especially on the scoreboard. If you just kind of have the feel for this game, it kind of feels like the Chargers are running the table and, leading the game in stats and all that. But those big games kill the Chargers. All season they've kind of gave up the couple big touchdowns on the running game. Those are the plays that just cannot happen in these big games.
Yes, Derek, 1st and 10. Knoxville has it. They're going to send another man in motion. He's going to hand it off to Snyder yet again. And he runs over a defender, but ultimately brought down by, it looks like, Chance Wirtz in the gain of about 6 yards.
And those are tough. First down, gain of 6. That puts Sheraton defense on their heels a lot more. Especially with this running attack from Knoxville, the short yardages are what they're built for. Kind of like that Iowa Hawkeye line, who we'll talk about tonight, or Iowa football team. Just kind of your D line versus our O line, just kind of battle there.
And it is 2nd and 5, and Snyder's going to get this one up the middle. This time he's got a gain of about 4 yards, very close to the sticks. Going to be about 3rd and about less than 1 yard. Coming in this next play.
Yeah, not a lot of penetration from the Sheraton defensive line right now, as they had early, even with that touchdown. Maybe fatigue right now, maybe kind of on their heels a little bit. This Knoxville line is dominating line of scrimmage.
And with 1 minute and 48 seconds to go, a score update, Knoxville is leading this one 7-6. They got it at their own 42-yard line, looking at 3rd and 1. And they're bringing the heavy set, man in motion. They're going to hand this off to Snyder. He's got the first down at about the 50-yard line.
And this running attack is hard to stop because of all the different options they have. Like we said, over 1,500 yards rushing this season. Such a kind of the variations they have on that running attack. They have the counter going backside. They have the guy, the slot or whatever they have him as, coming in motion and then just stopping on a dime and running up the middle. So, or run, obviously running back to the right or left, so it's just a lot of variation.
So that's the 2nd first down on this Knoxville drive, and this one's going to be handed off on the counter, and looks like there's a flag on the play after the gain of about 3 yards, run up the middle on the counter, and then there's a flag thrown.
Yeah, it looks like holding against Lynch, it looks like usually I don't I give the refs crap for Sharon's side, but maybe a little acting on Sharon's part.
And the holding will go against Knoxville. So maybe you're right, maybe a little bit of a acting game right there, but it pays off for Sheraton. Stops their momentum a little bit and something you want, especially with the drive Knoxville's putting together.
Yeah, and just get another stop here. You know, passing is not a threat for Knoxville, as we've seen tonight already in the stats. Knoxville's yet to pass besides the running back pass. So Sharon just loading the box up right now. I don't know if I've ever seen this in high school football, loading the box. Like, wow, it's almost crazy to see you guys.
Yeah, they got four linebackers, five D linemen, trying to do everything they can to stop it. And he's going to drop back to pass this time over through his wide receiver, Jacob Zuck. Rolled left, and his intended receiver, Trent Davis, looked like he was wide open, just overthrew him.
And Trent Davis is a guy for Knoxville. I'm surprised he doesn't have many more yards. Maybe he had an injury or something. I'll have to check into that. Trent Davis is an unbelievable basketball player for Knoxville, and touchdown there if they were able to connect. But luckily for the Chargers, they were not able to. And Kobe Richmond did a good job recovering there.
Yeah, Sheraton expecting run. They got passed. Now they're looking at 2nd and 20. About a mile for Knoxville to get that first down, which is at Sheraton's 40-yard line, but the ball is at their own 40-yard line. And it's going to be handed off out the middle of Snyder, brought down by Chance Wirtz and Bradley Kartzinger and the host of Sheraton Chargers. There's 50 seconds to go in this first quarter, time winding down after the run. Knoxville leads it 7-6, and it looks like we're going to have a good one tonight.
It does, Adam. This game is going to come down the wire every play. Yard by yard, and that extra point has hurt the Chargers here early. You can just kind of feel in this game so far early. Sharon's going to have to convert on a two-point conversion.
3rd and 15. It's going to be tough to get this first down. Snyder in the backfield. There comes a man in motion. And they're going to hand this one off to number 27 of Knoxville, Caleb White. And he's got a gain of about 5 yards, but going to be 10 yards short of the first down.
Yeah, just kind of got him back to line of scrimmage there. Again, it amazes me. 3rd and 15 and a run. That's almost something. It's amazing me, but it almost kind of makes me shake my head. I don't think you can have that situation, not be able to pass it and be successful in high school football.
And so, Derek, that's going to conclude our first quarter. Knoxville leads it 7-6. But before we do anything else, we got a trivia question for you guys. And with TJ tying the record, the question is, who currently holds record with T.J. Hawkinson for most touchdowns receptions? So you're just going to have to text your answer to 641-203-9042. Again, 641-203-9042. So who currently holds the record with T.J. Hawkinson for most touchdown receptions?
That's a great question. It's one of those questions you may know, you may not, but make sure you don't look it up, because I think Ben Schooley won the last time, and I have a weird feeling he looked it up.
Yeah, I talked to him at school, and he told me he may have looked it up, but it was a pretty tough question. I'll give him that, but I expect a little more out of Ben Schooley.
I know. He's he's one of those guys. No, he's a great high school basketball coach for Sheraton.
And Knoxville's in the punt after the rough penalty they had. And this punt is going to be inside the 10-yard line, at about the 10-yard line where Sheraton will take over. So a good punt for Knoxville, tough field position for Sheraton. With 11 minutes and 52 seconds to go in the second quarter, Sheraton's down 7-6.
Community First, your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, thefirstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook. Federally insured by NCUA.
Insurance offense has made their way onto the field. There's 11 minutes and 52 seconds to go in the second quarter. Kane's got trips to his left. He's going to hand this one off to Boulder up the middle, though. And he's fighting for yards. Great gain for Alex Boulder. Looks like he was close to the sticks, might have the first down, and he does. First down, Sheraton. Looks like he's brought down by three guys at the line of scrimmage, but made his way to the first down marker.
Yeah, that was impressive by Alex Boldarev. Not a ton of push by the line there. They do a good job, but right there, not a ton of push. Able to break a couple tackles and get that first down. That's what you need from Sheraton.
So good first down for Sheraton. They're at their own 22-yard line now. Kane's going to hand this one off to Boldarev, but this time brought down at the line of scrimmage by that Knoxville defensive line, 2nd and 10.
And this is one of those subjects we need a little bit more time to talk about and debate over. I know we have a lot of Cardinal and Cubs fans listening tonight, but in case you guys don't know, Cardinals still up 1-0, bottom of the eighth. So let's see if Cardinals can pull that off against who are they playing again?
Chicago Cubs.
All right, usually I'm not used to hearing them in postseason, Adam. So
yeah, baby, it's kind of surprising. Been in there. I know.
I know who.
I give my coach, my baseball coach, a lot of crap about the Cubs being in the playoffs, and they got a pretty good team this year. And as Kane's going to drop back, so I throw this one over the middle to Hoxton for a first down. And, Derek, I'm pulling for those Cardinals. They're my team, and I'm kind of nervous about this one, though. They got a lot of guys coming off injury, so definitely something to worry about, guys being a little rusty.
Yeah, that's injuries plague a lot of teams here and in this playoffs. And these the Cardinals, I know, have had a ton of success, but I know Cubs fans are anxious and nervous at the same time. They want it so bad. I know Cardinal fans do as well, but it's been so long for the Cubs.
And after the first down, is at the 41-yard line of Sheraton territory. Kane's going to hand this one off to the counter to Kobe Richmond, but brought down for negative yardage, loss of about 2 yards.
And just a quick little update for you guys. Dylan Sanders still on the sideline, kind of walking on the ankle, attempting to hasn't gone in yet since that first play, and Sheraton would like to have him back for this game. He's a key component for the Chargers finding a way to get this victory.
Yeah, he's going to be looking to get back in, especially in the second half. He doesn't want to miss senior night. The fans don't want to see him miss it. And Knoxville's going to spend their first timeout, 10 minutes and 6 seconds to go in the second quarter. Knoxville leads it 7-6.
Johnson's Machine Works, founded over a century ago, Johnson's Machine Works has earned a worldwide reputation as a trusted provider of fabricated steel. They are a proud member of the Sheraton community and sponsor of the Sheraton Chargers on Thunder Country. And if you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
And Derek, going back to the Cardinal game, I got the chance to watch like the first 3 innings, and I had it in my mind, John Lackey came to pitch tonight.
Talking to you about him and stuff, he's definitely a guy you want pitching, especially in these big games. Cubs' pitching rotation has been a lot better this year than they have been in previous years.
Arrieta, he's 12-0 since like maybe August, and so he's been the best pitcher, especially in the second half of the season. So fortunately for the Cardinals, though, they only have to face him once this series because he pitched against the Pirates. So lucky for the Cardinals.
And I know. I know maybe we're not giving them enough crap. We've only had about 2 texts from Cubs fans disappointed with our Cardinal talk, so maybe we have to keep going here throughout the game, and the more texts from Cubs fans, the better.
And it's now 2nd and 13 for Sheraton. Kane's going to drop back to pass. Looks to Hawkinson, double coverage, and it's nearly picked off by number 10, D. Long, and it's going to be 3rd and 13.
Yeah, and that that represents what Tuesday does. How many people he carries. He had 4 guys around him there. That's a pass that you throw TJ, and he's probably not going to let it get intercepted, but there's got to be another guy open at him. There's got to be.
Yeah, Derek, Aaron's just got to find him, but now Sharon's looking at 3rd and 13.
I don't shy away from Bradley Kreuzinger here. Bradley is he's a big-time player for the Sharon Charger team, and his hands, I don't want to jinx him, but his hands are more than capable of getting yards.
And Bradley's going to come in motion. Kane's going to drop back to pass, throw this one over to Bradley Kreuzinger in the flat. He's looking for more yards. He's got the first down and more. He shakes off a couple tacklers. He comes back to the left side. He's got a few blocks. Great block by TJ Hoxton. He's at the 20, the 10, but brought down at the 8-yard line. And Derek, just as you said it, Bradley Kreuzinger comes up big for Sheraton.
And what do they say about the saying?
That's just what the doctor ordered.
And that is what the doctor ordered. Sheraton blockers getting downfield for him, but Bradley Kreuzinger, huge to have back for the Sheraton Charger squad, and Bradley just fought his way for every yard after that initial 20. So Sheraton blockers and Bradley teaming up there to get a big game for the Sheraton Charger offense and put them in the red zone here.
Yes, Derek. They definitely did have some good guys come, some guys downfield blocking, including TJ Hoxton. So it's going to be 1st and goal at the 7-yard line. Kane's going to hand this off to Boldarf. He's got a good hole, gain of about 5 yards, knocking on the door of Knoxville territory yet again.
Still impressed with that. Still not over that run by Bradley Kreuzinger after the catch. The catch was a nice little out pattern, and the run after the catch. Juke moves Bradley. Bradley's one of those guys you see put his head down and try to run guys over, but Bradley's showing that lateral quickness he has, good basketball player, and really just a talented football player.
So it's second and two, second and goal. It's going to be 8 minutes and 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. Knoxville leads it 7-6. Kane's got twins on both sides. Kobe Richmond comes in motion. He's going to hand it off to Boldrev, who is in for the touchdown. He's going to walk into this one. Touchdown, Sheraton.
And Sheraton responding there from that early touchdown. Two touchdowns unanswered. Sheraton, a big two-point conversion here, but Sheraton running the table here late in this late in the first quarter and then early here in the second quarter.
And the fireworks going off, Derek. It is now 12-7. Smizer kept the offense on the field. They're going to be looking to get the two-point conversion after the missed field goal they had, so it'll be big to get this two-point conversion here.
Yeah, this might be the biggest two-point conversion of the year for Sheraton, a must-get for Sheraton.
And Kane's going to drop back fast. He rolls right. He's got pressure. He's running away from it, though. Brought down for the sack. It was number 3 of Knoxville with a big sack, Justin Devin.
Yeah, Aaron's got to get that ball off. Can't say enough good things about Aaron. Definitely a lot of pressure there on Aaron. And maybe just throw it up to TJ there with that pressure. Or just, you know, keep trusting your guys. But Sheraton doing a good job responding. Bradley Kreisinger leading the way in that push for Sheraton.
And 8 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Sheraton unable to get the two-point conversion, but they do lead it 12-7. Knox is going to be looking to answer on this very next possession.
Yeah, it's all about the response here in high school football. Sheraton Chargers have showed the ability to bounce back from adversity, as they showed in Oski, who when they came up short, but then Norwalk, who they came up short against too, but just bounce back from some early adversity and throughout the game, and just kind of run behind your leaders, literally, and with your line, run behind them, and TJ Hawkinson just opens the pass game up for so many guys. And just if you're Sheraton, you've got to keep capitalizing on TJ Hawkinson's ability to catch the ball and then draw guys to him.
And back deep to receive for Knoxville, Snyder, the running back, and number 7, Darius Pipkins. And Derek, that was kind of cool to see some fireworks going off after that big touchdown. Sheraton goes up in this one, crowd on their feet. Definitely a fun night here at Reynolds Field. Always an event. And Sheraton's having a great second quarter, looking to continue that on defense this next possession.
Yeah, definitely. And like you said, this is an event. And Knoxville side is up, and they're up over there. Like we said, rivalry game brings out the best in both fan sections, and these players have to be amped up to play in this environment tonight.
So the helmets are up on the Sheraton sideline. Hawkinson is in the kick, and he's going to hit the squid kick again. Been kind of doing that a lot lately if you're Sheraton. Snyder's going to field this one cleanly, though. He's going to take it up the middle. Broke a tackle, though, but he's brought down at about the 28-yard line. Looks like he might have had a little green in front of him, but ultimately brought down at the 28 where Knoxville's offense will take over.
And great adjustment by Kurt Smizer on the special teams category. Lee Kane and Kurt Smizer. Lee Kane, I know, has a lot of the special teams. Calling, but right there, what you see is Sheraton is actually without their starting kicker, who was supposed to be Royce Stewart, and TJ's kicking, and more of a punter. So good job just squibbing it down there instead of short kickoffs.
And as Knoxville's offense is on the field, there's going to be a flag on the play. It looks like it's in Knoxville's backfield. We'll see what the ref has to say. And it's going to be a legal substitution against Knoxville. Not something you want to see if you're the coach of Knoxville. First play of the possession, and the possession hadn't even got started yet.
Yeah, that's kind of drives big thing is how you started off that first down run, that first down pass, or set the tone of the drive, and not a good way for Knoxville there.
So Knoxville's going to have first and 15. Snyder's going to get this one up the middle. He's got a few blocks, but he's going to be brought down for a gain of about 3 yards.
And that was one of those things. While three guys from Sheraton kind of got knocked down there, Knoxville line is huge. They are knocking guys over left and right. Knoxville capitalized on a long run early, but so far Sheraton's just done a good job of closing the gaps from these linebackers after a lot of their guys are getting beat one-to-one battles.
Yeah, Derek, it's a battle in the trenches for both teams right now. Second and 11, Knoxville has it. at their own 30-yard line. 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. Sheraton leads it 12-7. And Connor Bailey's going to get this one off the counter. He's got a ton of running room up the middle. Lynn Truel trying to chase him down at the 20. The 10, touchdown, Knoxville.
Those are those plays that cannot happen to the Sheraton Chargers. Great run there. Great blocking, great run, great combo there by Knoxville. Knoxville's going to run it. Sheraton knows it, and whoever wins that battle, you know what they're going to give you, but you just got to respond. And Sheraton unable to do that on two big runs, and that kills the Sheraton Charger team.
So Knoxville will go up 13-12 after the long touchdown run. There's 7 minutes and 47 seconds to go in this second quarter, and Knoxville's looking to put in the extra point here.
Yeah, and the extra points have already shown the impact they've had on this game. Sheraton scored the same amount as Knoxville, but going to be down here by...
And DJ Snyder's going to go to kick, but it's going to be a fake. Snyder's going to throw this one to the end zone. Incomplete. Sheraton won't hold it all.
Interesting play call there. Not sure at all why he ran that play. You're already winning the battle of the picture points, and I know in high school, whatever, your kicker might be hurt or maybe not the best kicker, and already winning the battle of extra points, two-point conversions, and they go for two there on a fake field goal. So Sheraton coaches have to be excited with that play call by Knoxville. Not a smart decision.
Yeah, Derek, we're up here scratching our heads. That's now 13-12. Knoxville leads it with 7 minutes and 47 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Sheraton IV, your employee-owned Sheraton IV has weekly grocery specials to help you make the most of your family's budget. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. Proud sponsor of Charger football.
And Derek, we had our trivia question. Who now holds the record with TJ Hockenson for 46 touchdowns? And Jim Swanson got it right. It's Grant McGraw of Pleasantville. So
yeah,
good job, Jim.
And Coach Swanson is what we call him here at Sheraton. Sad to see him move away, but definitely a legend here at Sheraton. I know just talking to guys, you know, he's had such an impact, on the Sheraton community and Sheraton sports. Played at Simpson, two-sport athlete, and he's just he's one of those guys that has so much knowledge about the game of basketball, the game of football, and just in track, and he just was a great athlete, and I know he tries to transfer his knowledge to all the Sheraton community and players.
And Kobe Richmond's going to receive this one at his own 5-yard line. He runs over a defender. Good job by Kobe Richmond, and he's got this one all the way to the 26-yard line. And going back to Coach Swanson, Derek, pretty sure he created the Charger clap.
Yeah, the Charger clap is one of those things at the Sheraton Bulls. It's a cool thing to see. Kind of the clapping can get kind of crazy or whatever. Just the Charger clap, it's honestly a really cool thing. Sometimes where I'm at somewhere and I'm just like, why can't people just do the Charger clap when it's kind of chaotic with the clapping? So one of the many things he's started here at Sheraton.
And now Sheraton, and it looks like there was a flag on the play after the kickoff, and that's going to move Sheraton back deep into their own territory. I think it was a block in the back, and now Sheraton has it at their own, looks like their own 5-yard line. No, sorry, their own 10-yard line.
That's a turn of events for Chargers, just like a last possession for Knoxville, early penalty, and Bradley Kretzinger is wide open here, passed him the ball.
Yes, Kane's got it out of the shotgun. He's going to throw it over to Bradley Kretzinger, and he's got it in the flat. Makes it one defender miss, but brought down by a host of Knoxville Chargers. They had a big pursuit to the ball, which stopped him for a gain of about 2 yards.
And I know if Bradley listens to this replay of us tomorrow, Bradley, you got to give me some props, man. Every time I've said to pass you the ball, they have. So for you, I'm going to keep mentioning that because definitely Bradley's one of those guys who's staring back from injury, like we said.
They're not even covering him, Derek.
No, they're not covering him, and he is dangerous. He's strong, he's fast. He has good hands, so Knoxville's got to find a way to respond to that.
It's 2nd and 7. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. He's rushed, a heavy rush from Knoxville, but brought down for a sack. Knoxville brought in a big rush, and it's going to be a loss of about 2 yards.
Yeah, that hurts for Sheraton. Sheraton Lyons got to give Aaron some time, give TJ an opportunity. TJ was actually triple team there, so maybe not necessarily TJ on that situation, but give Aaron some time and let him make a play.
So now Sheraton's looking at 3rd and 7 at their own 13-yard line, down in this game 13-12 with 6 minutes and 28 seconds to go.
And big number 72 for Knoxville, Cooper Kendall there with a lot of action on that tackle. He's a big kid. He's done a great job tonight with penetration.
Aaron Kane's going to drop back to pass this time. Finds Hockenson towards the sideline. Looks like he's going to be close to that first down marker. We'll see how the spot did.
And that's something Aaron has in his repertoire is his speed. He's broken out a lot of open field one-on-one made guys miss, and right there we see a rollout from Aaron and just able to get the ball to TJ. So,
and Derek, it is fourth and about looks like a half an inch, and looks like Smizer's going to bring. He's not taking any chances in his own territory, his own 19-yard line. He brought the punt team out. Down in this one, 13-12, I think he made the right decision.
Yeah, Kurt Smizer's kind of his identity is he's a little tricky. You know, he likes to play things close or be aggressive. So good to see him punt here, though.
Hockenson's punt is high in the air, but fielded by DeLong. Really high punt, didn't go very far, though. Knoxville will take over at their own 43-yard line. And, Derek, I got an update from the Cardinal game. Cardinals are up in this one, up 4-0. In the top of the ninth, is something I want to see.
I know Cubs fans right now are cringing their head and maybe pouting a little bit. I know Coach Schroeder, baseball coach, does a great job with the baseball program. Great leader for us, but definitely tonight, got to be a sad. I know there's one sad Cubs fan so far. Not over, though. Not over.
Still got one inning. And Knoxville's offense, he's going to drop back to pass, and it is incomplete, intended. It looks like number 15, Trent Davis, and Jacob Zuck dropped back to pass, and looks like he overthrew his receiver yet again.
Yeah, that was a good route there by Davis there. Aaron, good defense, but had some separation. They've been unable to connect, and starting to become a lot more apparent why they have only thrown the ball 226 pass yards this year. They have a lot of trouble executing on that pass game. And a lot of success running it.
And Jacob Zook has got it under the center, and the counter is unsuccessful, brought down by Chase Altenhoffen. The runner was number 23, Connor Bailey, kind of clotheslined almost by Chase Altenhoffen.
Yeah, he kind of got a little lower, almost thought they didn't call a face mask because the guy kind of ducked into it. But Chargers defense right there giving Chase a lot of attention, a lot of glory there. Chase is one of those guys, kind of one of the leaders for Sharon's defense, senior, strong kid, undersized lineman, has been for 3 years now. So, Chase, great tackle.
And there's 4 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. 3rd and 10, and Jacob Zuck's going to drop back to pass. He's rushed by Chase Oldenhoff. He's going to throw this one, and it is incomplete. Aaron Kane with a great coverage towards the sideline. It's going to be 4th and 10. Great defensive stop. Smizer's up. Smizer's on the sideline pumping that team up.
Yeah, and that's if you're Sheraton, it's one of those things you don't see this too often or feel this too often. Kind of up here, when it is a pass, you kind of don't want to jinx them, but when it is a pass, you're almost relieved. That's not something you see very often. But their running game is so dangerous and so good with that line up front and the speed they have running back. So when they do pass it, it's kind of one of those things like, yes, they're passing, not running it.
And Snyder's going to do the punting. He's been doing it all tonight. And back deep to receive is Kobe Richmond. And his punt is going to go shank. Out of bounds. It was a shank. Sheraton will take over at their own, looks like, about the 39-yard line. And there's 4 minutes and 22 seconds to go before Sheraton's offense goes out on the field. Sheraton is down in this game 13-12 in the second quarter.
Yeah, with about 4 minutes, 22 seconds left, like you said, on their own 40, chance here to punch it in right before half and get that lead back up and have the momentum coming in the second half.
Yeah, definitely something you want to have a lot of momentum going into the locker room. Kane's going to drop back to pass, throws one over to Kobe Richmond on the screen. He's looking for some yards. Good game, about 6 yards. Way to fight for some extra yards by Kobe Richmond.
What a catch by Kobe, thrown behind him and able to make a lunge back for that's a hard catch. Doesn't look too difficult from over here, but playing slot back, that's a hard catch, lateral throw with guys coming up on you. That's great job by Kobe, except there is a flag.
And yeah, there is a flag. We'll have to see who it's on here.
Chris Meiser drops his shoulders in disappointment there. That's tough to see. You don't want to see that. Another flag for Sheraton.
And that's going to move him back a ton. Sheraton is looking at about a first and about 16 yards, so big. That's going to hurt Sheraton big with 4 minutes and 16 seconds to go. They just lost their field position that they had.
They did. Good thing you're never out of it with T.J. Hockenson. Real fast, Tyler Anderson just ran the play in there, playing a little wide receiver, young fellow Tyler Anderson. Could be a good player for Sheraton if he keeps working and gets in that weight room. Good hands, for sure.
So Sheraton's looking at about a 1st and 18 now, and Kane's going to take a timeout. Looks like there's some miscommunication on the offense.
And that's
going to be Sheraton's 2nd timeout of the half.
Pierce Baker Funeral Home is a part of your community and part of your life here in Sheraton, a proud sponsor of Sheraton Charger football on Thunder Country, KIIC. Piper's old-fashioned grocery store and homemade candy. The candy is fresh made in the store, and they will ship anywhere. Piper's for your fresh deli sandwiches made to order, fresh donuts daily, and the old-fashioned grocer. They are proud to support the Sheraton Chargers.
Yeah, Derek, Piper's, I always go, whenever you go to the Sheraton restaurant, you always get those Piper's mints, and that's something always to look forward to whenever you get your check coming to you. So Piper's does a lot. They ship their candy all over the country. And a nice small business, one of the very many awesome small businesses in Sheraton. So I know I love their candy.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, and it's almost to the point where you might go to the Sheraton just for that Piper's mint after if you have nothing to do. So Piper's does a great job.
And now Sheraton is back onto the field after the timeout. 1st and 18. Kane's going to drop back to pass. He pump fakes. Throws one over to Hockenson. A one-handed catch by T.J. Hockenson. And wow. T.J. Hockenson comes up with a one-handed catch. Great catch by Aaron Kane, though. He had 3 guys around him. He just had like a little touch pass over each defender. Amazing play, but wow. 2nd and 8 now.
I'm going to get this down. T.J. Hockenson-esque catch there. Wow. T.J. with a one-hand catch. Expected, yes. Unbelievable, yes. So great job by T.J. and Aaron connecting there somehow.
So now they're looking at it, 2nd and 8 after the great catch by Hockenson. Kane's going to hand this one off to Boldrev, but brought down at the line of scrimmage. Good defensive stop for Knoxville. First there for Knoxville is number 7, Darius Pipkins.
And Knoxville has speed, and they have size on this defensive line. They are tough. They're kind of all over the place. Their guys are, they have a lot of rotation on defense too. A lot of guys playing, coming in. So maybe different run formations to pass formations. Personnel might be a little different, especially when you have TJ on your team.
And there's 3 minutes to go in the 2nd quarter. Knoxville leads it 13-12. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. He's going to drop back to pass. Throws one over the middle to Bradley Crutchinger. And it's going to be gain of about 4 yards. And it was number 22 of Knoxville, Titus Chapman.
Yeah, Titus is the one for Knoxville who just does a great job tackling. He one of the best open field tacklers, talking to a few Sheraton guys. And that was a heck of a tackle there. Touchdown stopper, actually. Bradley had a lot of space, so good tackle.
Derek, with the 4th down, T.J. Hockenson comes out to punt. And you're going to give Knoxville a chance to score again with 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go, time running down, and the snap is good. He's got no one coming at him, so Hawkins is going to get a high punt, and it's going to take a Charger bounce, and it rolls all the way to about the 10-yard line, so something you want to see with 2 minutes to go, and you want to see good field position.
Yeah, for sure. There's been a lot of good bounces for Sheraton punting, because TJ kind of has that about him. He can punt, and I think that bounce will go his way. TJ just kind of charisma you want to see out of an athlete, just the confidence, and it's a great job, whether it's punting, kicking, receiving, defense. He is in, I think, every play of the Sheraton game, so conditioning at a high level from him.
And with 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go in this first half, Knoxville leads it 13-12. They have it at their own 10-yard line, 1st and 10. And Jacob Zucks under center. He's going to send a man in motion. He's going to hand it off to Snyder up the middle. And it takes a few guys to bring him down. He's got a gain of about 4 yards.
Yeah, that was a pretty good first line of scrimmage win by Sheraton. Lynn Shule able to
make his way in there. So, and now it's going to be 2nd and 5 for Knoxville at their own 15-yard line. 1:40 to go. Snyder's got it. And it's going to be a counter for Knoxville, but brought down by, looks like number, or sorry, it looks like Chance Wirtz is there for the tackle. Great open field tackle. The counter wasn't fooling anyone.
Yeah, I'm late in this clock. I think if Knoxville's trying to score here, they have a long ways to go. They have about 80 yards to go, but for Sharon here, you're so worried about the run. Even if they were trying to score, their way of trying to score would be to run the ball late. So that's pretty one-dimensional so far here by Knoxville.
Yeah, Knoxville, they're looking at 3rd and 5 with 1 minute to go. And they try the counter again, but he's tripped up. He kind of tripped over his own feet. And it's going to be 4th and 5 with about 54 seconds to go. And Sheridan, I think, did the right move. They called a timeout. They want to get another score in before that.
And Chris Meister showed that all year. He has so much trust in his offense, whether it's going for it on 4th down, pretty much wherever you're at, or going for 2 there. That's Chris Meister has a lot of trust in his offense. So. Looks like we have a newscast here for the Sheridan-Knoxville game. Two great teams. Not 100% sure which network that is, but one of the news networks is on the field here videoing.
And, Derek, with a great 3-and-out from Sheraton, is going to get a chance to score here. You never know if they get if Knoxville kind of muffs the punt as they have been lately, Sheraton could be looking at great field position and a chance to take the lead before they go into the locker room.
Yeah, that's just a testament to Lee Kane's as the adjustments he's made to this run game is, you know, just get even more guys in the box and you know, trust his guys to do their job at their position. So good stop by Sheraton there.
And with 54 seconds to go before the half, Kobe Richmond is back deep to receive. And the punt is a high one. And Kobe's going to take a fair catch at the 50-yard line. So good field position for Sheraton, but there's only 48 seconds to go and no timeouts.
Yep, Sheraton has another chance to punch it in here. It would be a big-time touchdown for Sheraton if they're able to take the lead.
Yeah, I'd like to hear those fireworks one more time before half. Get one more score in. There's 48 seconds to go, as I said before. At the 50-yard line, 1st and 10, Aaron Kane's offense is out onto the field trying to take the lead. And Kane's got Twins to his right, Grant Shriver to his left, Alex Boulder behind him in the pistol formation. He's got it out of the shotgun. He drops back to pass. He's got time. Throws one over to the right side to Kobe Richmond. Incomplete pass. Double coverage. And it's incomplete. 2nd and 10.
It's almost one of those things. You're going to throw it to not to TJ. I'd almost throw it to the opposite side of the field from TJ. Their whole defensive backs group there is just all shifted to TJ. So I'd keep throwing it backside to either Bradley or Kobe like they just tried their the backside, I think, is open. It's opposite side of TJ. If you're not going to throw it to him, definitely not a bad idea, no matter how much coverage is still. Attempt to throw it to him, though.
And there's 42 seconds to go. Still time to cause some damage here. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. Drops back to pass. He looks towards Hawkinson's way. Throws one over to Bradley Crutcher. Just overthrows him. And it looks like Bradley Crutcher was wide open. And he would have had a big gain if they would have been able to connect.
Yeah, that was a touch overthrown, but not a bad throw by Aaron. Just put it where only Bradley could get it. And Bradley almost did get it. That was a great route by Bradley. Bradley just ran a seam right up the middle and almost had him. Good play call by Coach Chris Meister, too.
And it is now 3rd and 10 after the 2 incomplete passes at the Sheraton 50-yard line with 38 seconds to go before half. Time running down, running out of chances here. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. Hawkinson to his right. Richmond to his left. He drops back to pass. He gets a good block from Alex Boulder. He throws this one to Hawkinson, and he tries making another spectacular one-handed catch down the sideline, but just incomplete. 4th and 10, and you got to like the effort, though, out of Smizer.
Yeah, definitely not a bad idea to throw it up TJ. Uncatchable. Like, it wasn't that I didn't have it. That was uncatchable, not because of Aaron, not because TJ, just the coverage, good coverage there, but if TJ has a chance here, I'd still try throwing it up to him one more time.
And it's 4th and 10. It's going to be interesting to see what Sheraton does here, but it looks like they're going to punt this one away. Yeah, it's definitely smart. Want to get it out of any chance from Knoxville scoring. And Hawkinson's in the punt.
and a little confusion there on the punt team, but able to settle it there.
And Hawkins' snap is a little high, but he's able to get it off. And it's another good one. Takes his shirt and bounce, and he's going to field this one. It's DeLong. He's got it up the middle, and then he's stopped at about the 4-yard line. So interesting to see him trying to take that one out of the end zone.
Yeah, that was going to go in the end zone for a touchback. Usually the rule of thumb is within the 10-yard line, you unless you have some space, you let it go and give it an opportunity to go for a touchback. But fields at literally the 3-yard line, so not going to have a huge impact here. But it could have been a safety or something worse. So luckily for Knoxville, able to come up with it.
And there are 16 seconds to go before we head into the locker room. Knoxville leads it 13-12 at their own 5-yard line. They got it first and 10. Looks like they're going to take a knee.
And after this knee here, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back on the line here not too long. So we'll come back and talk some sports with you guys, talk through the game a little bit. I know got a couple good halftime performances here as real team, little girls real team, little girls cheerleaders. So definitely a game here, Sheriff.
All right, as we head into the locker room, Knoxville is going to lead this one 13-12. But before we go, some scores. Albia leads big 42-0 in their game. So Albia is still undefeated, a team that's going to be contender for the state title.
Yep,
they're big, of course.
Yeah, they're big. Blake Barrett, quarterback, and then obviously Carter Isley, good friend of ours, incredible athlete. I've had the opportunity to play football with him for 7 years of my life. Played a lot of baseball with him, and he's just one of those athletes. Actually, just committed to UNI for wrestling, so good pickup from UNI. So Carter, happy to see him leading his Albia squad. It's a big win over a good program, CMB.
We're going to hang this one up for the first half. Knoxville leads it 13-12. I'm Adam Casca with my partner, Derek Lang. This is KIIC Radio. And we're back here in Sheraton, Iowa, Reynolds Field. For this matchup between Sheraton and Knoxville, the home team Sheraton. Sheraton is down in this one to Knoxville. Knoxville leads it 13-12. We're just getting started in the second half. Sheraton does get to receive, though, and the kick is away. And it's going to be Kobe Richmond back deep to receive. Dylan Sanders still out with an injury. And Richmond's going to try finding the seam on the right side. He's got a good return all the way to the 40-yard. Great job by the junior, Kobe Richmond, at finding some space and getting a good return.
That's big there by Toby. He found that outside gap and just went at it. And Toby, shifty and just a really good runner and really good hands. So Sheraton, good key component for that return team.
And as the offense comes out on the field, we got some first half stats. Kane went 11 for 18, 152 yards passing, one touchdown. Boulder have had 9 carries for 42 yards, a touchdown. And Bradley Crutchinger had 4 catches for 71 yards. Kobe Richmond, 1 catch for 4 yards. And T.J. Hawkinson, 6 catches for 77 yards. And Eric James got a good run all the way to the 30-yard line. It was an option. And there was a huge miss out. If there's not a flag there, that is horrible. That is one of the worst calls I have ever seen in high school football. That is the worst call. Aaron Kane just got grabbed by the horse collar and got pulled down after a touchdown. He had a touchdown. That, I'm livid over here. I know Kurt Smizer obviously is, but that is the worst call I have ever seen. That upsets me, Adam. That it's a missed call, and that is not protecting Sheraton's health. That is
not
foul. When you want to get injured either. We don't. I don't know if we have anyone else at the quarterback position to back him up that's got any experience whatsoever. So Kane's got it for a first down. He drops back to pass, and he's going to look over to the middle, incomplete.
Yeah, and he had Bradley Crutchinger open in the middle seam. Had a lot of pressure, though, so good job just throwing it away.
And Derek, some other first half stats on the defensive side. Nick Ryan, 9 tackles.
Yeah, Nick, he's one of those guys for sure. Just great tackler, not the biggest guy on the field, but definitely probably the best form on the field, and really good at reading gaps as a linebacker. Just steps up and makes the play.
And Sheraton, after the good return and a long run by Aaron Kane, they got it 2nd and 10 at Knoxville's 31-yard line. Kane's going to drop back to pass. He's going to throw one over to the flat to Bradley Krenzer. Gain of about 3 yards. Good defense by Knoxville, who's number 44 with the tackle, Blaine Pearson.
Yeah, that's Bradley Krenzer again. It's the first time I think I haven't called out to go to him. Chris Meiser's done a great job tonight, and Lee Sandy just finding him and kind of putting him on the opposite of TJ. TJ draws a lot of guys, so give Bradley a chance and let him make some plays for you.
And so now Sharon's looking at 3rd and 6 already after the big two plays. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. Pistol formation, twins to his left. It's Kobe Richmond and TJ Hawkinson. Kane's going to drop back. He's looking over that way. He's got nothing doing. Brought down for a sack by a host of Knoxville defenders. First there for them was number 58, Travis Poppenberger.
And the reason that sack was so big, guys, is Sharon's on the Knoxville's 35-yard line, so they are in fourth down territory. So a loss there hurts the Chargers in the fourth down territory.
And with 11 minutes to go, it looks like Sheraton will go for it. They got a long way to go, though, 4th and 13 at Knoxville's 34-yard line. So big stop for Knoxville here if you're their defense on this first possession. And Kane comes out, twins to his right, and Grant Shriver to his left. Behind him is Alex Goldreff. He sends Kobe Richmond in motion. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. It's a good snap. Drops back fast. He's got time. Towards the sideline, double coverage, Hawkinson. And he brings it down. Touchdown, T.J. Hawkinson broke the record. He's got 47 touchdowns. He's got sole proprietorship over everyone in touchdown receptions. Sheraton goes up in this one by 5. 10 minutes and 40 seconds to go. That's huge.
And guys, that we just witnessed the record, record-breaking touchdown, state record for touchdowns there. T.J. Hawkinson, kind of tearing up for the guy. That's. And what an emphatic catch to break the record with. So congrats, TJ. We're a pleasure to be here for you. You're calling that play.
And Derek, it is 18-13 now. The Sharon's going to go for 2. Kane throws one over the middle to Hawkinson, and he's got it. But there's a flag on the play. Great throw by Aaron Kane with pressure. He was brought down, but he made a great throw to TJ Hawkinson in the end zone, but there is a flag on the play.
And that, on that touchdown to TJ, that was a jump ball to TJ. TJ came up with it, broke a tackle, and scored a TJ Hawkinson-esque catch and touchdown.
And here comes the ref with the call on the field. And it looks like it's going to be against the Chargers, so the two-point conversion is no good, and they're going to retry this one. So they're going to try making it a 20-13 game. Right now it is 18-13. Sheraton leads it after the TJ Hawkinson touchdown. He's got 2 on the night, and he broke the record. So very historic night for him, especially on senior night.
Yeah, senior night, breaking the state all-time touchdown record. That is awesome. There you have it, TJ Hawkinson, officially the state touchdown record holder.
And this time, if Kane, he's going to drop back to pass for a second try, and it is incomplete. But the score is 18-13. Sheraton leads it, 10 minutes and 40 seconds to go. First drive of the second half, that's what you want.
That is what you want. But Adam, this Chris Meiser, after that touchdown, even is livid over there. That was a penalty. Sheraton had the two-point conversion. That would have been a different story to this game. Would have actually won the two-point conversion extra point battle. But now they're up 5 with a touchdown lead, less than a touchdown lead.
And the crowd is on their feet, giving TJ an applause as the announcer Tim Cornu gives them a little love for the breaking the record. And you still got a game to play, though. Game's not over. Sheraton leads this one 18-13, though. Got to win this one if they want to get into that playoff.
Yeah, that's wow. Like we said, TJ Hawkinson breaking the record. Just 4 years of hard work here for the Charger football team. First couple years, not a ton of success on the winning side. Individually, he had success, and he just kept working his teammates and turned his individual success able to get this Charger football team to a pretty high level this year.
And TJ Hawkinson is onto the field with his kick team, ready to kick this one off to Knoxville's Snyder, the running back. He's been doing a lot for this team. He does the punting, the kicking, the receiving, and he does the running.
And you see TJ's mom over there, Terry Hawkinson, number 38 sign. She's got to be proud of her boy tonight. Got the whole Hawkinson clan over there. Great group of people, kind of like second parents to us. So happy for them and TJ tonight.
And TJ squid kick, and it is going to be fielded by Knoxville. He's going to drop to his knees, and Knoxville will have good field position at their own 35-yard line, and their offense comes out on the field for the first time in the second half.
Yeah, that's a smart way to go for sure, and for that squib kick we've talked about a lot tonight. Not even a great squib kick, kind of a little short and usual, but still better than kicking it out of bounds there, or about the same as kicking out of bounds, so good way to go for Sheraton.
And Knoxville's got it under center. He's going to hand it off to Snyder for a gain of about 4 yards for the first play for Knoxville's offense. And a little first half stat for Knoxville. Connor Bailey was a big factor in that first half. He had 9 carries, 156 yards of rushing, and 2 touchdowns.
I know we're talking about records tonight, but Connor Bailey stays on that pace. Knoxville running back might have a record of his own, whether it's at Knoxville or, I don't know, that's a lot of yards. That's a big chunk, and Sheridan has to cut down on him this half here to win this game.
And it is now 2nd and 6 after the 4-yard carry, and Snyder's got this one up the middle again, but this time, Buddy gains about 10 yards, Derek.
Jeez.
He was stopped at the line of scrimmage by a host of Chargers. Looked like he was going to be brought down, but fought his way through it, got the first down. That's going to move the chains in the Charger territory at their own 49-yard line.
Yeah, like we said earlier, line of scrimmage battle, huge. Knoxville actually didn't win it. I think Sheridan had good penetration from the D-line standpoint, but Knoxville running back just able to grind out some yards. These Knoxville running backs are tough, let me tell you.
And it's going to be 1st and 10 now, 9 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. And there's a fumble on the play, but it looks like Knoxville recovered.
And that's about the 4th fumble tonight from Knoxville that they're able to come up on. Knoxville catching some breaks here. See if one of them can get away from them. But Knoxville's got to hold on to the ball better here.
Yeah, they tried running the counter, but the handoff was fumbled, and Lin Chu about came up with it. But the offensive lineman from Knoxville was able to get on the ball, so Knoxville will retain possession. They got it now 2nd and 10 in their own territory. Now they lost about 6 yards on the play. And he's going to hand it off to Snyder yet again. He's got a gain of about 4 yards, not quite to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be about 3rd and about 12.
And as if Connor Bailey's yards per carry is over 11 yards per carry wasn't high enough, I think tonight's going to bounce it up a little bit. That first half, he had 9 carries for 156 yards. That yards per carry is bouncing up even more.
And now it's going to be 3rd and 13 for Knoxville. Big third down conversion here for both teams. Third down try for both teams, and he's going to hand it off on a counter yet again to number 23, Bailey. And he's got the first down and more in the Sheraton territory.
But there is a flag on the play. I'm going to completely see what that was, but wow, what speed.
How about Bailey, though? He's been coming up big for this Knoxville team, especially on third down.
His speed is dangerous. There's a flag on Knoxville they're holding, so taking that run back, but His speed is amazing from up here. Wow, he's kind of reminds me of Duncan from last year. We mentioned him earlier, just that speed. Knoxville does a good job of producing speed.
And after the penalty, that's going to be about a 3rd and 13, 8 minutes and 29 seconds to go. Sheraton leads this one 18-13.
Sheraton defense putting together a little set of stops here. See if they can get the stop on this series here.
And he's going to drop back to pass. Lynn Schultz in his grill. He brings it down the second. It's a fumble. And he picks it up. Fumble recovery. Lynn Schultz. Forced fumble. And Sheraton picks it up. They got it at the Knoxville 28-yard line. How about Lynn Schultz?
Yeah, Lynn Schultz. He's our guy up here. He's got a loud crowd going crazy. Lee Kane is going crazy. Lynn Schultz. Wow, first year of football. That was a play. And that's fumble. And Lynn Schultz turns the tables for this drive here.
Yeah, that quarterback is running for his life from Lin Chul. Lin Chul brings him down, forces the fumble, and Sheraton's going to take over at Knoxville's 30-yard line. And Kane's bringing his offense back onto the field. He's got twins to both sides. Momentum on his side. Kobe comes in motion. He's going to hand it off to Boldrat, but Knoxville is having nothing to do with that one. Number 22 of Knoxville brought down at the line of scrimmage, Titus Chapman.
Yeah, I'd like to see Sheridan's run game get back going here. yet to see Deion Sanders back in the game. Is he dressed right now, Adam? I haven't seen him yet. So Deion Sanders, not with the Sharon Chargers there. A lot of speed, so Alec Boulder is going to have to carry the load here.
And it is 2nd and 12 after the stop at the line of scrimmage. Aaron Kane's got out of the shotgun. He sends T.J. Hockenson in motion this time. And he drops back to back, throws it over to the flat to Hockenson, but he's brought down by a host of Knoxville defenders. And it looks like he got back to the line of scrimmage, and they're looking at another third down.
Yeah, Sharon's got to move the ball here. They yet to get more than 2 yards still after that big play by Lim, and the Charger defense, they're unable to move the ball here early in this possession.
Fourth down territory, though, for Shipton, so they're probably going to have two chances, though, but they got to go 12 yards. It's 3rd and 12.
Who's that one guy they have, T.J. Hockenson? So never a question. He's a big target here.
And they got a D-back bumping him on the line of scrimmage and a safety over Hill. Kane's going to keep this one on the option, but he's brought down behind the line of scrimmage by number 54 of Knoxville. It was Brock Cadenas.
I love that play call by Coach Kurt Spizer. Gave Aaron a one-on-one opportunity there. And right here we have Leah Schmidt, our band teacher. Band did a great job tonight during the halftime performance.
And there's an injured player on the field. Looks like he's got some cramps of Knoxville. And as we take a break, Derek.
Summer's Insurance sponsoring touchdowns. Summer's Insurance on West Court is proud to support the Chargers and a proud sponsor of Charger Touchdowns.
And Derek, there's 6 minutes and 34 seconds to go in the third quarter after the Lim Chul sack. Sheraton's got it. 4th and 13 in Knoxville territory, 36-yard line. Sheraton leads this one 18-13.
Yeah, and right here, if I'm the Chargers, definitely look for TJ, first option, but on that backside, probably Kressinger more than capable of making a play here. So I'd say if TJ can shift the defense, give other guys an opportunity here.
And the offense is back on the field, but Derek, we thought it was fourth down territory, but Hockenson is in the punt. And Knoxville's going to send the guy back deep to receive. They're going to try pinning him on the 5-yard line.
And I don't mind this decision by Kurt Smizer. Smart, long fourth down conversion, 4th and 18. So.
And the snap is good to Hockenson. And he's going to punt this one. Hopefully it sticks. And it's going to roll at about the 1-yard line. What a punt by T.J. Hockenson. The thing just stuck at the 5-yard line, rolled a little bit. And it is down at the 1-yard line. That's going to be tough for Knoxville to come out of.
That amazes me. T.J. Hockenson catching touchdowns, playing defense, obviously. Able to punt that ball right and pin him in there. And he's punt not even close to his top option he has in his arsenal. So T.J. with a great punt. And great decision by Kurt Smizer. Paid off huge for him.
And so Knoxville is deep into their own territory, to say the least. Their own about half-yard line. 1st and 10, 6 minutes and 22 seconds to go in the third quarter. Sheraton leads it 18-13. And he's going to hand it off to, looks like, Snyder. And Sheraton's motion.
And there is a safety.
And it's a safety.
Yes.
That'll be 2 points for Sheraton. The score is going to be now 20-13. And that was a big play after the punt from T.J. Austin brought down for a loss, and it was a safety.
Wow, and that is a... Sharon's defense playing huge tonight. Lee Kane has to be proud of these guys. So, wow, Sharon's defense. And we hear these Sharon coaches to the right of us pumped up. This is Charger momentum rolling here tonight, Adam.
Yeah, the fireworks are going off here at Reynolds Field with 6 minutes and 16 seconds to go in the third quarter. Sheraton now leads it after the safety 20-13, and the crowd's on their feet playing. This is Sheraton football.
This is... You couldn't have said that better. Sheraton football, what Kurt Smizer wants this team, what he envisioned this team to do early in the year, they are doing right now. They're getting stops on defense, and their offense is clicking. Last possession came up empty-handed, but definitely Sheraton football, the way Kurt Smizer envisioned it.
And Derek, Sheraton gets to receive after the safety. Knoxville's in the kickoff.
And that's another thing that...
But, Derek, they do kick off after a safety. Knoxville has to kick off from their own 20-yard line, so you can bet Sheraton's going to have some field position.
Yeah, Sheraton.
Very good field position.
Yeah, exactly. Sheraton's guys are really deep right now, surprisingly. Kind of a big gap in between there, kind of see if they make an adjustment here.
And in the kick for the Panthers is number 15, Trent Davis.
He's a really good kicker. Watching him in warm up.
And Davis is going to have to kick this one very far to try to make it up for the field position. He's going to kick a low one to Nick Ryan. He's going to field this one at his own 40-yard line. He's going to run towards the sideline, and he's going to have a return of about 10 yards, takes it to the 50-yard line, where Sheraton's offense is going to take over, leading this one 20-13, 6 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the third quarter.
And Nick Ryan, a defensive player, gets the kick return there and showing he had those offensive skills as well. He puts his head down, runs the guy over, and gets a good return for Sheraton.
And yet again, the Sheraton offense is on the field looking for a different answer than last time. They went 3-and-out after the Lynchwell sack. So looking for something a little different. Kane's going to come in. They've got a heavy set. Trips to his right. Hawkinson comes in motion. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. He's going to throw left. Tries for Hawkinson, but batted down by number 15, Trent Davis. Good defense from him. It's going to be incomplete pass.
Yeah, I kind of see Knoxville guys helping him up there. It's kind of... you know, competitive out there, but both teams just playing hard. And they respect, you know, you got to have respect for TJ and Knoxville guys. You can definitely tell who.
And if Sheraton's looking at it, second and 10 after the incompletion. Kane's trying to find Hawkinson. Triple covers. Knoxville's doing all they can to hold Hawkinson in check. Pretty much all you can do is contain him. You can't stop him. You just got to contain him.
Yeah, you got to contain him over top, and that back shoulder is going to give up short yardage is one way or another.
And Kane drops back. He's going to find Bradley Clutzinger up the middle. He's going through a strike to Bradley Clutzinger. Great route by Bradley. Ran a post pattern. It's going to be first and 10 for Sheraton in Knoxville territory at their own 30-yard line.
And folks, as we said in the game, Bradley Clutzinger is key to be back with the Chargers. And let me say it here, and Charger coaches are really happy. Bradley Clutzinger is healthy, and the Sheraton Chargers huge key for them to win this season.
And Kane's got it now. He's got twins to his right. He drops back, but he's going to hand it off to Boulder if he's looking for a hole. Runs hard, but gets a gain of about 4 yards.
Great job by the line there. Trevin Nansley in the way. Ethan Cornu, very smart kid, smart center there. His mom actually is a counselor for Sheraton. Dad, the history teacher. Great family. A lot to do in Sheraton athletics and in the Sheraton school system.
So now Sheraton is looking at a 2nd and 5 at Knoxville's 25-yard line, 5 minutes and 15 seconds to go. Sheraton leads it 20-13. And Kane's got twins to his left, Hawkinson to his right. He drops back, throws one over to Kobe Richmond on a screen pattern. But Knoxville is going to bring him down for no gain, gets back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it's not a bad play call, but Kobe kind of lost his footing there, so... good to see the trust by these Sheraton coaches and people besides TJ. Obviously, you trust TJ at a high level, but other guys for Sheraton have made plays tonight. You got to keep trust.
So now Sheraton is looking at a 3rd and 5, and you'd think this would definitely be 4th down territory. They're at their own 24-yard line. Kane comes out, and he's got a fullback to his right. It's Bradley Clutzinger. Behind him is Alex Boldrev. To his right, Kobe Richmond at the receiver. Kane's going to drop back to pass. He rolls right. Fires one over to Bradley Clutcher, one-handed catch. He needs to be very close to the first down.
Wow.
I didn't know Bradley Clutcher had hands like that, Derek.
I've seen him before. You don't see it often, but wow. Bradley Clutcher just made a heck of a catch. If you're watching on our Charger network here, you'll see that. But paint a picture for you guys. Bradley just came down with that one-handed and blew a guy over. What a catch by Bradley Clutcher.
And after the play, there's a Knoxville defender down, injured, but Bradley Clutzinger's one-handed catch, that's going to move the chains. He looked like he was going to be brought down before the sticks, but he ran a guy over, able to get the first down. So Sheraton's got a 1st and 10 at the Knoxville 17-yard line.
Monpaw Convenience Store. At the junction of Highway 65 and 34, Lucas, they have all your convenience store items for you, from a gas to a quick bite to eat on the go. Proud sponsor of Sheraton Chargers football. And
Derek,
if you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
And Derek, yet again, the Sheraton has had a lot of them. We got another good game.
Yeah, we do. Sheraton has gave up some big plays in this game. All of Knoxville's points haven't really came from big drives, just kind of big plays. So Sheraton doing a good job the second half of avoiding big plays. But like we said, TJ, if you miss it tonight, TJ Hawkinson broke the record, and the Sheraton offense has done a great job capitalizing on most drives tonight throughout the game.
So a big third down conversion for Sheraton's offense has them at a first and 10 with 4 minutes and 19 seconds to go in the third quarter. Sheraton leads it 20-13. And Kane's got it out of shotgun now to his left receiver, Bradley Kretzinger, and he's got twins to his right. Kane's going to hand it off to Boulder. If he's looking for a seam on the outside, runs hard for a gain of about 3 or 4 yards.
I think I could have drove a moped or a truck through there. Either way, I think Dylan Sanders isn't in right now, but Alex Boulder, that hole was huge for him. Alex is running hard tonight right through those guys, and this line has been impressive.
Yeah, the line working hard in the trenches. They're outmanned, but that just shows how Sheraton's line, they got a lot of character. They got a lot of heart. They're going to, even if they're outside, they're going to work harder than you.
And good line coaches, Tracy Hall and Kurt Smizer, both former linemen, very good players, so good technique.
And Kane sends Kobe Richmond in motion. He's going to hand it off to Boulder about the middle. He's got a good hole. Brought down at about the 3 yard line, first and goal.
What a run by Alex there, but another good gap. Like you said, that's Sheraton linemen just controlling line of scrimmage right now, kind of. So a little Knoxville into their game, running the ball here, but they also have that passing attack, so two-dimensional for Sheraton, definitely going to help them if they're able to make it through postseason and to make it into postseason, that two-dimensional look.
And they got a fresh set of downs with only 3 yards to go to get into the end zone. Kane's got out of that shotgun. He's going to hand off the Boulder lead blocker, Bradley Kretzinger. And he is close to the end zone, but it looks like he was brought down at about the 1 yard line, gain of about 2. Sheraton knocking on the door again.
Yeah, this is a heck of a drive by Sheraton. Started by, let's say, that Kurt Smizer decision to punt the ball at about their 30-yard line. Knew he could have TJ punting, good punter, able to switch that field position, get a safety, get the ball back, and then drive it here to this 1 yard line. Hopefully Sheraton's able to punch this 1 yard play in.
So it is second and one with 2 minutes and 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Kane's going to keep this one on the QB sneak. And it looks like the ref hasn't made the call yet. Touchdown, Sheraton. The score is now 26-13. Great second half so far by Sheraton, as they have had in the past. Fireworks going off. Great run by great job by Aaron Kane running behind the big old boys, Ethan Kernute and Trevin Nance, and getting into the end zone.
Yeah, that was what a drive and turn of events for Sheraton. Defense creating offense, and that's, we'd like to see that if you're Sheraton.
And now Boldrev is in to try the extra point. Sheraton leads this one 26-13.
Big extra point here.
Kane's got the hold. It's a good one. And the kick is good right down the middle. Great job by Alex Boldrev. Sheraton goes up in this one 27-13 with 2 minutes and 36 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Grace Baptist Church. Listen to services on KIIC on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Located at 703 South 1st Street, Sheraton, Iowa. And if you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC. And we'll shout out to the studio. Lucky to see you working for KIIC here. I know Joe Millich, our AD's brother, actually runs it up there. And then him, Frank, at the studio, and all them. Definitely lucky to have an opportunity to do this for them.
Yes, Derek. Now Sheraton, with their lead, you can definitely say they're a second-half team, as they showed in this season, as they did against Oskaloosa, coming up short, though, and in this one, as well as Norwalk. They definitely always get a second-half first coming out of locker room.
Yeah, they have, and I think that's the difference between this team and the last couple teams. Last couple teams, they were able to kind of hang in that first half, and second half, and kind of that pushover effect, and maybe lack of depth or going to lack of experience on that last year especially was apparent, but this year the second half the Sheraton Charger team just came out and fought and continued to put points on the board and get more stops than they do in the first half.
And TJ Hawkinson is back on the field to kick this one off. Could be expecting a squid kick, has done it every time so far, almost recovered on one, so everyone's holding their breath here, never know. And he does try the squib kick again. And this time it's going to be fielded by Knoxville. It's Snyder. And he's going to return it for a return of about 3 yards, where Knoxville will take over at their own 37-yard line, first and 10, with 2 minutes and 22 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, Sheraton had a good burst, like you said here. Definitely a second-half team so far this season. But a quick thing worth mentioning, Sheraton, points are big. Not 100% sure on the exact points, but throughout this district on this playoff run, points are big. So the more Sheraton wins by, the better chance of going to the playoffs they have.
And so Snyder's in the backfield here. Bailey comes in motion, but they're going to keep this one on an option. Pitches it to Bailey, but brought down for a loss of about 2 yards by Chase Altenhoff in the defensive end.
Chase Altenhoff and his work ethic this summer is playing dividends for him right now, just out-strengthening these Knoxville line, and you don't see that very often against these Knoxville Panthers line.
And after the loss of about 2 yards, it's going to be about 2nd and 12. It's a good play by Chase Altenhoff to keep the option in check. And then Jacob Zuck is now under center. Snyder behind him. And he's going to hand it off on the counter to number 7. And he's got a big first down brought down by T.J. Hawkins. He's trying to strip it. It was the ball carrier, number 7, Darius Tipkins, and he had a big hole to run through.
And, yeah, that was a big hole. It was a good run by Darius. But right there we had T.J. coming in with a tackle. He came in hard for that strip. I think number 7, Darius there, kind of saw his light flash calling, seeing 6'6", beast coming at you. Wanted to strip that ball, and T.J. almost came up with that strip.
And so now Knoxville's got it in Sheraton territory at their own 44-yard line, 1st and 10. Jacob Zuck's got it under center. He's going to drop back to pass. He rolls right, and he looks for his receiver. It's Bailey. He's got it up the field, brought down at the 1-yard line. So his first completion of the game is a big one, and Knoxville takes it all the way to Sheraton's 1-yard line, 1st down.
Yeah, Knoxville has to be happy with that execution there. They've had a couple opportunities on looks, and like we said earlier in the keys, Sheraton's box, putting a lot of guys in the box, so the pass game has a lot of pressure on the corner, so timely catch, timely execution there between Knoxville guys.
And this is when Knoxville's big old line comes in handy. 1st and 3 on the 3-yard line. And Snyder's going to run this one up the middle for a touchdown, and Knoxville gets closer to that lead of Sheraton. Is now 27-19 with 1 minute and 36 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Great run there. Great drive there. Another long play, though. That's hurt the Sheraton Chargers all night. Great initial defense on 1st and 2nd down and that 3rd down run or 3rd down pass there, hurting Chargers.
And in to convert the extra point is number 27, Caleb Light. And he's going to put this one right down the middle.
Midwest Heritage Bank. The mission of Midwest Heritage Bank is to provide a full range of financial services to our customers through convenient and innovative channels in a friendly, customer-focused manner. Proud sponsor of Sheraton Chargers Sports.
And Derek, now the score is 27-20 after the touchdown and extra point. Sheraton leads this one by 7. And I was talking to Aaron Kane. He said that they need to win by 8 if they want to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that's one of those things that Chargers don't have a lot of control over, but that's definitely important for us up here watching. Sheraton just has to play hard and try to put up as many points they can and get as many stops they can. But it's interesting to watch from up here. Definitely something to keep your eye on, 8 points. If that's the difference between playoffs and not playoffs, that's the biggest 8 points of the season.
It's kind of just like college football. You know, they have the top 4 rankings. Who gets into the playoffs? A lot of that goes into the points differentials. If you can beat a team badly, I mean, you can win, but if you just win by a little amount over maybe a team that's not as good or maybe low in the rankings, that's going to do a lot to your rankings. It's just how it is played in high school football.
Yeah, exactly. In this playoff hunt is, like we said, Sheraton wants it really bad. So these 8 points, hopefully Sheraton's able to punch another one in, get some stops here.
So Sheraton's going to get this one. Leading 27-20, Kobe Richmond's going to return this one from his own 10-yard line, runs it towards the sideline, and brought down at his own 31-yard line by number 22, Titus Chapman.
Yeah, Titus's been everywhere tonight. Kobe Richmond, though, very impressed with his return tonight. All year he's done a great job on punt returns, but kick returns tonight, definitely an art in the game of football with special teams. Field position is so important, like we stressed tonight a lot, but definitely a good job by Kobe Richmond tonight.
And Kane's got his offense back onto the field in the pistol formation. Twins to his right. And he's got the snap under the shotgun. He's going to roll right looking for somebody, and he finds somebody. It's Kobe Richmond, first and 10. Gave about 12 yards to Derek. There's a flag on the play. And it was a very late call, thrown over to where Aaron Kane was tackled. We'll have to see what it is.
What a play by Aaron. Getting out in the pocket and then finding Kobe. Great job by Aaron, senior quarterback, who's played dividends for this year in Charger success this season.
And it looks like the flag is against Knoxville, so that's a big turn of events for Sheraton. After the first down, they get even more from the penalty.
So essentially a 30-yard gain there, 30, about 15-yard pass, and another 15 added on from the personal foul. So 30 yards there for Sheraton. That's a good start to this drive, Adam.
Yeah, Derek, it looked like they hit Aaron Kane out of bounds late after he threw the ball, well after he threw the ball. So that's going to give Sheraton an extra 15 yards. So Sheraton's got it now, first and 10 at Knoxville's 38-yard line. And Kane's going to keep this one on the option. He's looking for something. And he's got a good game. Good job by Aaron Kane running hard towards the sideline. First and 10, gain of about 12 yards.
Yeah, great run by Aaron. That's what a lot of people will see, but I think these coaches right now are seeing that line, obviously. But Bradley Crutch, senior, out of wide receiver there, with an unbelievable block. And then Kobe Richmond holding the guy off on the outside, too. So Sharon connecting all levels here.
And Sheraton's got it first and 10 now at Knoxville's 24-yard line. 1 minute and 12 seconds going third quarter. Kane's going to hand this one off to Boulder. If he's looking for a seam on the outside, he gets a good gain of about 5 yards.
Yeah, good job by Sheraton just pounding that ball. They're two-dimensional right now, so that's huge for them, especially their success this half.
And time is running down in third quarter, 55 seconds to go. Sheraton's offense is rolling on this possession. And they're in the red zone again, Derek, and someone you got to look for, TJ Hawkinson.
Oh, exactly, and they got to punch it in here. This is one of the biggest possessions of the game.
And Kane's got it in the pistol formation. He's got trips to his right. He's got the snap, but he's going to hand it off to Alex Boulder. Good blocks on the outside, but a good pursuit from Knoxville's defense. He only gets a gain of about 1 yard, and that's going to be another third down opportunity for Sheraton's offense.
And yeah, that's something you see too often. Alex Boulder has bounces outside. That just shows his experience at running back, and Sheraton just giving him an opportunity to run. So good job by Sheraton Lions tonight, continuing to win that line of scrimmage battle.
It is going to be third and two. Big third down opportunity here in Knoxville's territory in the red zone. Kane's going to have a fullback to his right, Bradley Crutzinger, and Boulder behind him. He's going to hand off to Boulder with Bradley Crutzinger and lead blocking. And it looks like Boulder has got a gain of about 3 yards. That's going to be a first down, Sheraton.
And Bradley, yeah, great job blocking there. Like you said, right behind Bradley. Good job by Alex who's running behind it. But like we said, Sharon, Bradley Crutzinger has done a ton on all three sides of the ball. Three special teams have been unbelievable. And then defense, he's made an impact. That's always Bradley's signature. But offensively tonight, Bradley, whether it's catching the ball, running the ball, blocking, just Bradley Crutzinger, huge to have back to the Chargers.
So first and 10 on Knoxville's 13-yard line with 14 seconds to go in the third quarter. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. And he's going to drop back the pass on the fake handoff to Hawkinson over the middle. Good catch by him. Brought down at about the 3-yard line. And that's going to conclude our third quarter. We're going to go all the way to the other side of the field for the fourth quarter. Sheraton leads this one 27-20.
If you drive on the highway, you'll want to know our name. If you love the look of a perfectly painted and shined vehicle, you want to know our name. Smith Body Shop.
And, Derek, we're going into the fourth quarter, the biggest quarter of the game, essentially. Sheraton had a rough fourth quarter against Oskaloosa last time at Reynolds Field. They're going to be looking for something different here, wanting to close this one out.
Yeah, closing this out, I think if you're Sheraton, senior leadership is great to have.
And, Derek, some big-time players for us. We haven't talked enough about was Bailey from Knoxville. He's coming up big on these, especially the third down conversions. He's getting those long runs that really is just killing Sherry.
Yeah, he those long third downs, kind of when you think it's a pass, like I know Knoxville, you don't really expect a pass, but you think, wow, this is third and 20, this has to be a pass, but then you see Bailey run it, and his speed just has it's an extra level speed that you see in college football a lot of times nowadays. There's the Mark Wiseman from Iowa last year, I believe, who had that beginning speed, and then there's that second level speed is kind of like you see in throughout college football, and those guys are just able to get that extra little burst when there's D-back closing in on them.
So now Sharon is knocking on the door yet again. Start of this fourth quarter, leading 27-20, looking to go up two possessions. And at the three-yard line, Kane's got a fullback to his right, Bradley Crutzinger. And he's going to hand this one off to Bradley Crutzinger up the middle, but good defensive. And there's a fumble. Knoxville recovered.
But the rest, it looks like, the rest pointing like down. Let's see if he holds his ground there. Bradley was definitely down. So.
If he was not down, though, Derek, that'd be a huge turn of events.
It would.
And it looks like the refs did motion him down. My heart kind of sank for a second there. That would have been a rough set of downs there as they were fumbling on the 3-yard line.
Yeah, that would have been a disaster. Sharon just kind of trying to punch away this clock and punch it in here, get this score back up to a two-possession game. So luckily, Bradley's knee was down. Ball security is huge tonight here late in this game.
So now after the almost fumble, it's going to be 3rd and 2. Aaron Kane's got it out of the shotgun. He's going to roll left. He's got a few blocks. Throws one over the middle to Hawkinson, and it is caught, but it looks like he was see what the ref motions here. He was close to the end zone. And Hawkinson thinks he's got the touchdown, but the ref put him down at about the half-yard line, Derek. Tough spot.
That's horrible. I'm hard on the ref. I'm not going to lie. But that was a TJ is going to settle on the touchdown there. That was a touchdown. Missed call by the ref. One of many tonight.
But, Derek, that is going to be a fresh set of downs for Sheraton. First down with about inches to go. Be looking for Aaron Kane to run this one up the middle. And he does. He's going to be following those big old blockers. But it looks like the size of Knoxville overpowered them, and Aaron Kane was stopped for no gain.
Yeah, good job by Knoxville front line just getting through penetration there. You've seen the Sheraton win this line scrimmage battle throughout the second half. Play and play out. So Sharon needs to win one more here this drive and punch it in the air for this easy 1-yard touchdown.
If they're getting into this end zone, it's tougher than it looks being on the 1-yard line. Your plays are limited. There's the limited amount of plays you can do being this close. So we'll have to see what Sharon can do overmatch at the offensive line. It is 2nd and 1, and it looks like there's a timeout on the field. Looks like Smizer's going to spend his first timeout of the second half.
Kent Construction is a family-owned business that is ready to help you with all your earth moving projects. They do it all. Ponds, terraces, and tiling. Give Kent Construction a call at 766-6126 and let them move your earth with their GPS and laser-controlled equipment.
And, Derek, we're in our fourth quarter with 10 minutes and 28 seconds to go until the end of the game. Sheraton leads at 27-20. They're knocking on the door, though, 2nd and 1, about on the half-yard line. After Hawkinson's reception, what we thought was a touchdown.
Yeah, TJ, pretty experienced, and he's one of those guys, no matter where he is, he's going to get in that touchdown, and he kind of settled in there, like we said, with TJ's experience, kind of when he's running around, if he sees an opening, he'll kind of settle in the gap, and he settled there, and you know he's not going to settle short of the touchdown, so definitely missed call by the ref there.
And after the timeout, Sheraton's offense is coming back onto the field, looking to get into the end zone, making it a two-possession ball game, something you want, especially in the fourth quarter. And Kane's got it now in the shotgun. He's got a fullback, Bradley Crutzinger, and a running back, Alex Boldrev. The snap, and he's going to hand it off to Boldrev, looking for something. And it is a touchdown. Touchdown, Sheraton. Boldrev able to fight his way into the end zone, and that's a big touchdown. With 10 minutes and 21 seconds to go, Sheraton goes up. Two possessions, fireworks firing everywhere.
And that is good stuff from Alex Boldrev. Not a hole there. I'm not even going to lie. There was no hole there. Alex Boldrev does a little spin and gets himself in that end zone.
Yeah. Able to fight his way through it, really.
Yeah, second effort. That's been the key tonight, and Sheraton has won that second effort battle.
So right now, the extra point for Alex Boldrev is going to go through. The score is now 34-20, a two-touchdown lead for Sheraton with 10 minutes and 21 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Sheraton's sitting nice right now.
Yeah, they are. Sheraton kind of still has to be careful on this defense, so you got to get stops. No more big games if you're Sheraton defense.
Got to contain Bailey.
Exactly. Bailey has that breakaway speed like we've seen plenty tonight, and you guys have heard us say it plenty tonight. He's one of those guys, if you're Sheraton, even when you know you got a pass it here late, definitely a chance to break one loose from Bailey.
I hope you guys stay tuned with us throughout this game on KIIC. We got a good one here in Reynolds Field. It's just a two-touchdown lead for Sheraton, but don't count Knoxville out with 10 minutes and 21 seconds to go. Still a lot of time to do something. If you're a Panther, they're still looking for a playoff.
Exactly.
They're still right in it.
Yeah, and they're hungry for one, too. Talking to people from Knoxville, you know, Knoxville football is really important to them. And this team this year, they think they have a solid team. They last year they had a great run, but this year they want to repeat it and just keep this program building. So definitely a huge game for them as well as the Chargers tonight.
And Hawkinson is in yet again with his kick team. Looking, I'm guessing, another squid kick there. They're just trying to make sure Snyder can't do anything back there or Bailey. They don't want to risk anything on a return, which I'm definitely not against.
Yeah, definitely smart. Like, Kurt Snyder's done a great job with play calling tonight with the safety on the punt, and there's a lot of offensive calls, just really controlling the line of scrimmage.
And T.J. Hawkinson's squid punt is going to be fielded at the 30-yard line, but brought down at the 35-yard line. Returned for about 5 yards. Knoxville's offense is going to come back onto the field. Quarterback Jacob Zuck at the 35-yard line with 10 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. They're going to be looking to get something going here, especially down 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, and Jacob Zuck actually completed his first pass, a timely one last, keep them kind of in the game. Sheraton able to score, though, but Jacob Zuck had a nice pass, unable to convert a lot tonight, so good for them to see that executed there.
And Zuck's got it under center. Snyder behind him. He sends Bailey in motion. He's going to hand it off to Bailey on the counter. Looking for a little room, but I am unable to get something. Got a gain of about 1 yard.
Yeah, Sheraton here very concerned with the run, as they should be. Bailey's dominated tonight, and they, you know, they're going to run it up the middle, up the outside. And but really, though, Sheraton still has to be careful with letting guys get over top on the passing game.
And Knoxville's looking at a 2nd and 7. At their own 40-yard line, Sheraton has a 5-front defensive line. And Zuck's going to hand it off on the counter. And he's got a lot of running room up the middle. First down, it was number 11, Hunter Owen Hansen.
And Zuck is one of the guys. He's carried the ball a ton this year. They had a lot of trust in him. As we can see, they should. He's a great ball security there. Really quick kid, able to get through gaps and then make plays and make guys miss.
So Knoxville's got it. 1st and 10 into Sheraton territory at their own 46-yard line. And Jacob Zuck's got it under center now with a heavy set. Snyder behind him sends a man in motion. He's going to keep this one, drops back to pass. He's got a ton of time. He throws one over to the middle. And it's almost picked off by Nick Ryan. And but good job by Nick Ryan to bat it down.
Yeah, great play by Nick. Nick was actually miscommunication there. Nick was actually beat and had a guy going backside on him. Nick, you could see him sprinting towards that, covering that up, and great recovery by Nick. Could have been a game-saving deflection there.
So after the incompletion, Knoxville has it 2nd and 10 with 9 minutes and 14 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Jacob Zout's going to hand it off now up the middle to Bailey. Another big game by Bailey. Close to the sticks, it looks like that's going to be a first down.
Yeah, Sheraton has to get a stop here. That's kind of what the season's coming down to stops. That's when you know you're a good team. Got to get a stop, and you can win the game. That's a great job by Sheraton so far. Just got to finish the game.
And so after the first down, Knoxville has it in Sheraton territory at their own 35-yard line. They keep the heavy set in. Jacob Zuck under center. Snyder behind him as the running back. He's going to drop back to pass this time again. Rolls left. Throws this one over to Bailey. He's got it. Touchdown, Knoxville.
Yeah, and Knoxville showing that passing game is not completely gone away. They haven't used it a ton tonight, but when they have used it, it has been successful. Not necessarily execute on every time, but guys are open, so Sheraton has to make adjustments to that.
So Jacob Zuck finds Bailey for the touchdown, and Knoxville's going to bring in the PAT team. The score right now is 34-26 with 8 minutes and 41 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And the holder is now number 32, DJ Snyder. He's going to hold it. It's a good hold. The kick is no good. It was left. And Knoxville's kick is no good. It's number 27, Caleb White. His kick was just to the left of the uprights. And the score will remain 34-26, Sheraton.
That's huge. Sheraton missed a couple extra points early. And that actually keeps it, so they have to get a 2-point conversion to win this game if they were to score. So extra points and 2-point conversions have been huge tonight for both teams. Hardee's of Sheraton, the all-natural burger from Hardee's is a grass-fed, free-range, charbroiled beef patty with no added hormones, steroids, or antibiotics, topped with natural cheddar cheese. Yum.
And I hope you guys have stayed with us here on KIIC. We got a good one. This game's definitely getting interesting. As we expected, the score is now 34-26 with 8 minutes and 41 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
This game is a battle, Adam. This is a classic Sheraton Knoxville matchup here. Stakes are high for this game, not just a normal game. This has playoff contentions written all over it. Winner of the game, opportunity for playoffs goes up a lot.
And in the kick for Knoxville, Trent Davis back deep to receive Kobe Richmond. And Sheraton going to be looking to answer off the Knoxville touchdown. They scored in about a very few amount of time, so that's what they really needed. Get a quick score. There's still 8 minutes and 41 seconds to go, down 8 points.
Yeah, Sheraton a little concerned about onside there. Knoxville not kicking onside, though.
And Davis is going to kick this one deep, but Nick Ryan's got it at the 20-yard line looking for some room on the outside. He's got a return of about 7 yards. And now Sheraton's offense is back on the field.
The clock definitely on your favor if you're Sheraton here. 8 minutes, 34 seconds left. You have an 8-point lead, so Sheraton has to burn this clock and still move the ball up the field. Not time to be too conservative yet. I know that's not the way Coach Kurt Smizer likes to roll, but definitely clock on your favor, so no hurry in between plays.
Yeah, definitely don't want to be too conservative. Knoxville's got three timeouts left to go. They haven't spent one yet in the second half. Kane's got out of the shotgun. He's going to throw one over to the flat to Bradley Krasner, but he drops it. And it is incomplete. Second and 10.
Yeah, and just a good play call by there by Coach Chris Meiser and Lee Sandy, excuse me. Bradley won a few drops he's had tonight. Been huge for the Chargers tonight, so just unable to come up with that. Bradley isn't, but Chargers still have second down here.
Yeah, this is going to be a big drive. You got to get that first down to get the drive rolling as the Sheraton has.
Get that clock going. Continue to burn that clock.
There's 8 minutes and 28 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. He's going to hand this one off to Boulder if he's looking for a seam on the outside. He breaks a tackle at the line of scrimmage but gets a gain of about 3 yards. Sheraton's going to be looking at another third down. It's going to be 3rd and 7.
Not a bad play call there by Coach Lee Sandy there. Give this a little bit more manageable third down.
Yeah, definitely a manageable third down, but they're in their own territory, their own 35-yard line. 8 minutes to go, crowd on their feet. This is a big play. And Kane's got trips to his left. Hawkinson to his right. He drops back to pass, looks left. And he finds Bradley Krutzinger for the first down, but he drops it, and it is recovered by Kobe Richmond.
Oh, that was a yell from Bradley. Bradley with a great catch, but then you see Kobe come up with a fumble recovery.
And Knoxville's motion that it should be incomplete. Bradley Krutzinger, looks like he caught it, but dropped it. Kobe Richmond luckily was there. The referees are going to have a talk. Knoxville coaches are going absolutely nuts.
I don't even think there's a question there. Bradley for sure came up with possessions and fumbled it, so...
And Sheraton's offense is running to the ball.
I think Knoxville's caught up.
And Sheraton has that at their own 45-yard line. First down, big first down after Bradley Krutzinger's catch. Aaron Kane's going to hand this one off to Alex Boulder. Looking for a seam up the middle. He's got a big gain. First down towards the sideline. Good job by Alex Boulder.
Yeah, good job by Alex. But staying bounce out there. If staying in bounds, keep that clock going. I think he ran out of bounds there. After a good gain, good carry.
Yeah, ran out of bounds. He was looking for a little something extra after that first down, but he did get the first down. Sheraton's got it into Knoxville territory, their own 40-yard line. with 7 minutes and 30 seconds to go. And Sharon's offense is rolling here after that first down from Bradley Kretzinger. Kane's got twins to both sides. Boulder behind him in the pistol. He sends Nick Ryan in motion. There's a flag on the play after Kane's quarterback sneak.
Yeah,
looks like it's on the offense.
Yeah, I looked a little encroachment there by Chargers, but nevertheless, what a sequence there between Bradley there and Kobe. Bradley fumbles it after a nice catch, and Kobe able to come up with it. So Sharon catches a break that last play.
And it looks like it was a legal shift against the Chargers. That's going to move them back after the big momentum shift they had after the Knoxville touchdown. It looks like they're rolling, but flags will kill you after. They'll kill the momentum.
Yeah, especially when you struggle with it so much. It's one of those things that when you struggle with something when it happens, after trying to fix it, it's definitely a negative thing.
And Knoxville's going to decline the penalty. They got a lot of confidence in this defense, I guess. Second and 10, still in Knoxville territory.
Interesting there. 5 yards back would not have been too bad, but second down, didn't want to lose it down and give them another chance.
I mean, I could see that third down, Derek, or fourth down, but that's really interesting. I would take that penalty. Kane's got another shotgun. He's going to throw one over the middle to Hodgson, but it's picked off by Knoxville. There's a flag on the play. Be interesting to see this, though. The flag came late after the interception.
Yeah, it looks like it might have been holding against the defense. Sharon might catch another break there.
I mean, Hawkinson was blanketed by a bunch of defenders. And pass interference against the defense. Big for Sheraton. Avoided another interception. So that's going to move him up for an automatic first down, first and 10. And CJ, as we said, though, he's blanketed by like three receivers. Definitely a holding call.
Yeah, I think if he didn't get help, he would have had a touchdown. Didn't quite get the chance to rest. He refs made a great call there, and they've done a good job tonight. I've gave them some hard times, some of the parts of the game, but overall they've done a good job tonight.
And so now Sharon's got it first and 10. And Knoxville's 26-yard line, so they're rolling down the field here. 7 minutes and 15 seconds to go in this game. Kane's got Church to his left, drops back the pass. He's got time. Throws one over to Bradley Kretzinger, but this time it is picked off. No flags on the field. It's Trent Davis. He picked it off all the way to the 20-yard line. So this time Knoxville does pick it off with 7 minutes to go. Sheraton leads it 34-26.
That hurts for Sheraton. Bradley, maybe a little underthrown, just a miscommunication between Bradley and Aaron. That's the one thing about when no one's open, you got to go to TJ there. TJ's going to bat that down and not let there be an interception.
Yeah, so Trent Davis had the interception the first time with the flag, but this time able to get the interception with no flags. And now Knoxville's got it, first and 10 at their own 20-yard line.
In a one-possession game, Knoxville can punch it in and score if they get the 2 points.
And Jacob Ducks got it. He's going to hand it off to Snyder, but brought down for a gain of about 3 yards.
And this is where I want to see Sharon defense respond. They've done a good job so far this season, but right here, they're down. They're up in the game, but right there, turn of events on offense. So get a stop with not a ton of momentum on your side for sure.
And the clock is still counting down, Derek. 6 minutes and 36 seconds to go. Clock moving after that run. Knoxville's got a heavy set. Sends a man in motion. It's Bailey this time on the counter. He's looking for some room, but nothing doing. Brought down by a host of Chargers at the line of scrimmage. Can be third and about 6.
Yeah, I think it's the big red-haired man, Hunter Miller, with the tackle. Hunter's doing a good job at the D-line tonight, getting through.
And the clock's still rolling with 6 minutes to go.
Clock's definitely on Sharon's favor here.
And the crowd is on their feet, and Sheraton chanting defense, 3rd and 5. Bailey comes in motion. He's going to keep this one on the pass. And he is.
He's down.
Brought down by Chase Aldnoffin for the sack.
Yeah, Chase and Lynn, they're giving him a ton of pressure, so Sheraton able to get some penetration here and get a huge stop.
Yeah, Jacob's up. He was running for his life yet again from who else but Lynn Chul and Chase Aldnoffin, but Chase Aldnoffin able to bring him down. Big sack for Sheraton. It's 4th and about 14 for Knoxville. I'm guessing they're going to punt. There's still 6 minutes to go. Still time to get a stop.
Yeah, time to get a stop, but opportunity for Sheraton here. Put this game away. We'll have it calculated for you. We'll try. Not the best of math, but about 3 first downs for Sheraton, and if the clock still moves, this game is going to be really tough and not a lot of time for Knoxville.
With Knoxville, Derek, they do still have 3 timeouts, which is definitely a good thing for them. And Kobe Richmond is deep to receive the punt. And this punt is a high one. It looks like it was muffed. And it's going to take a Sheraton bounce as well. And it'll remain in Knoxville territory. Sheraton will take over at the Knoxville 40-yard line. So good field position for them.
Yeah, and this is really good field position. Kind of another shank punt. So Sheraton able to have another opportunity here. This is where you got to see Sheraton punches. And they've had a few opportunities to close this game out. Touchdown here would not put this game in the books, but definitely chances of Knoxville coming back would go down a lot.
Yeah, you said it, Derek. Aaron Kane has brought the offense back onto the field. He's got twins to his right, Grant Shriver, Kobe Richmond. He's going to hand this one off to Boulder as he's looking for some room on the outside. Great block by TJ Hawkinson. He gets 8 yards. And Hawkinson's block on the outside really created that play.
Yeah, TJ, I don't think we've said it tonight. I think a lot of people are aware of TJ's a future Hawkeye. We might have said it, we probably did. But TJ's a future Hawkeye, and to get that offer, they really wanted to see his run blocking. So TJ proving his run blocking has improved a lot.
Yeah, Hawkeyes use that tight end to block a lot. So definitely something you need if you want to be a Hawkeye, and TJ's got it. So good for the Hawkeyes, good for him. And it is now second and about 3 for Sheraton at Knoxville's 33-yard line. Kane's got it out of that shotgun. He's going to hand this one off to Boulder up the middle. He's got a good gain. It's going to be very close to the sticks. It's going to depend on the spot.
And Alex is running his tail off right now. Alex Boulder has put his head down. He's not going to go around you, but definitely a chance to go through you. So Alex is trying to go through everybody tonight, and that's exciting if you're Kurt Schmeiser.
And it looks like the refs are going to motion in the chain game. They're going to measure this one.
Not a good spot there.
Well, they're saying it's short, and it's going to be fourth and about 1. Sure, it's definitely going for this one, fourth down territory, and this is a big play for both teams.
Yeah, I don't think that was necessarily a bad spot. I think it was a bad forward progress call. I think they called it too early.
Kane's got it now. He's going to hand this one off to Boulder up the middle. He's running hard up the middle. He's got the first down and more. Gain of about 10 yards. Still moving the pile. And the pile is still moving. Gain of about 13 yards.
And Adam, right there in a flash by, you see the difference between some of these Sheraton teams and this team with that line and running back chemistry. They have Alex fighting for extra yards. You see the linemen coming up behind him, pushing that pile forward, and that's something you didn't see. Those linemen will do anything for that running back, and that running back will do anything for them. So that's what it takes to get this W and Sheraton on the right track to find a way into this playoff run.
Yeah, Alex Boulder, if he's pushing the pile himself, it looks like. So after the first down, Sheraton's in good position to score with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Sheraton leads it 34-26.
Sheraton Napa, for all your auto and truck needs, your Sheraton Napa. Filters, hydraulic hoses, tools, and parts at your Sheraton Napa. They are Napa know-how. The crowd is electric here, Adam. Got the music playing, got the cheerleaders dancing. Knoxville side, too, both sides, a lot of energy. This is a fun game.
Derek, and yeah, you said it. The fans, Sheraton fans, they've waited a long time for a playoff appearance. Sheraton, they used to consistently get to the playoffs, so it's just a matter of time before they got back on that track. And what a year Sheraton's had so far, and definitely not over looking for a playoff appearance. It's all, and as you said before, though, Derek, it's going to come down to points, so they definitely got to punch in here.
Yeah, punch it in here. This is, I think from the normal eye right now, I don't think some people don't understand, besides the coaches, how important this touchdown really is. Right here, if you're sure, and you're not trying to run the clock out and win, just come up with this 8-point win, you're trying to punch it in here and get this point differential on your side.
So after the timeout, it was Knoxville's timeout. They got 2 left. Kane's got it, 1st and 10. At the old Knoxville 16-yard line. And Kane's going to hand this one off to Boulder up towards the left side, but brought down by number 10 in a host of Knoxville defenders. First there was Braden DeLong, 2nd and 10.
Yeah, good job there by Knoxville. Sheraton hasn't got to let this clock keep winding down here. It's definitely on their favor. But like we said, kind of interesting here. Sheraton wants to punch it in, but they also want to run this clock out. So, kind of good mixture of both.
Yeah, and the clock is running after that run. There's 3 minutes to go in this fourth quarter in the game. Clock's still ticking. Knoxville's got two timeouts. They're going to want to conserve those timeouts as much as possible, get a stop. But King's got it out of the shotgun. He's going to pitch this one to Boldrev, looking for a seam on the outside. He breaks the tackle at the line of scrimmage. Great effort by Alex Boldrev. Gains him about 7 yards. But Derek, he had two guys bringing him down at the line of scrimmage, fought them off, and got a gain of about 7.
Alex, not going down for anything or anyone. That's him wanting that extra yard for his team and finding a way to get it. But not sure if he was marked out of bounds. He might have ran out of bounds there, though. That's twice now for Alex. Got to stay in bounds if you're Alex.
Yeah, they had ran the sweep, so didn't have much room. But always a risk to run out of bounds, especially running the sweep, trying to get outside of those DNs. So now Sharon's looking at a 3rd and 2 with a stop clock, 2 minutes and 42 seconds to go. Kane's got it now. He's going to run it, hand it off the border of up the middle. And it's going to be very close to the first down, but it looks like he's going to be short.
And Knoxville's going to call timeout, and Sheridan has to punch this in here.
And Derek, definitely fourth down territory for Sheridan. They haven't really had a kick game or field goal game, as you say, but definitely going to be going for it, fourth and about 2 yards.
Yeah, lots of one there. Interesting play call when you have T.J. Hawkinson, but Kirstenmeiser and Lee Sandy have done great tonight. Really spread the field and then be able to run up the middle with Boldrev without one of their best players, Dylan Sanders, tonight, and who's primarily the most speedy guy on this team. So Coach Kirstenmeiser has done a great job adjusting.
So big fourth down opportunity coming up with 2 minutes and 34 seconds to go. And Derek, the O-line, they're going to be working hard. They've been working hard all game. The battle is going to be won in the trenches, definitely on this play late in this fourth quarter. This play is probably going to be marked as the biggest play of the game just because of being fourth down deep into their Knoxville territory. They got one more chance.
Exactly. You get it, time goes, or you score or whatever. You don't get it, you give Knoxville another chance to tie this game. So, like you said, huge play, biggest play of the game.
So here we go, 4th and 2. Knoxville's 8-yard line, 2 minutes and 34 seconds to go. Fourth quarter, Sheridan leads at 34-26. King's got it at that jock, and he drops back to pass. Throws it to Hawkinson. He's got it. Touchdown, Hawkinson. Sheridan goes up in this one, 2 possessions.
Wow, what a football, and great confidence by Aaron Kane. Dipping it in there, Hawkinson, and get it in the area. TJ's going to come up with that touchdown, Chargers.
And, Derek, you got to love the play call by Kirstenmeiser. The whole stadium thought it was going to be a run right up the middle, being 4th and short, but he calls the pass play. Hawkins got it for the touchdown. Now Sheridan leads it 40-26.
A little separation, early separation from that gap. Sheridan has more games, so that record is going to be hard to break if TJ's going to keep separating himself from that record.
And Alex Fulder is in to try to convert the extra point. And the kick is right down the middle. Sheridan leads this one 41-26. Crowd on their feet. 2 minutes and 29 seconds to go. Sheridan, they're sitting good.
Ethan Cornute with the fist pump there for the Chargers. This is exciting for these Charger fans. These Charger players are going right now. The cheering crowd's up, and Chargers have a really good chance of coming up with this win. Lucas County Health Center, with the comprehensive therapies including physical, occupational, speech therapies, as well as athletic training services for your star player, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center works to get you back on your feet. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center, getting you back in the game. And if you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
And Derek, not only did the touchdown bring a smile on my face, but I just saw Quinn Storm in the stands, and I love seeing him when he comes back to Sharon. Didn't expect it. Usually, he said he was just coming back for homecoming, but love to see that guy, especially back in Sheridan.
And he's got to be happy for his guys. He's the leader of this team last year at quarterback, did a great job, and got to be happy for these guys. He's one of those guys for Sheridan, unreplaceable, but Aaron Kane has done a great job at quarterback this season.
And Hawkinson is back in to kick this one off. Back deep to receive for Knoxville, Snyder with 2 minutes and 29 seconds to go. Knoxville's got to get a quick score.
Yeah, quick score, and let's see if this Jaren gets a couple guys out of this box. Jaren's been in the box all game, so maybe they'll loosen up here a little bit.
And Hawkinson's squid kick is down the middle of the field, and again by Knoxville. And it's bouncing all over the place.
Oh, wow.
It looks like Sheraton recovered. Sheraton has recovered at the Knoxville 20-yard line. It was bouncing all over the place. Knoxville, kind of a pinball effect. Knoxville trying to recover, but Sheraton sped down the field and recovered.
Sheraton amped up. When things are going right, Adam Kaska, things go right. And that's what's happening here at Reynolds Field in Sheraton, Iowa. These Chargers are amped, as they should be.
And Sheraton going to be looking to put the nail on the coffin for the final time in this game, 2 minutes and 25 seconds to go. They're already in the red zone after that recovery.
And for people, it might seem kind of arrogant or whatever late in this game, but Sheraton still has to put this in. Definitely points differentials are important, so if Sheraton able to punch this in, just get that much more of a gap.
And Kane's going to hand this one off to Boldrev up the middle. He's got a gain of about 2 yards.
Keep giving it to Alex here. Alex got a ball security important here.
And with Knox only having one timeout, their chances of winning are diminishing. 2 minutes to go. Clock still moving.
And I don't think Kurt Smizer, I think about the Hawkeyes a little bit tomorrow. Have a big one against Illinois. I don't think Kurt Smizer is content with just putting this game away in the clock. I think he wants a touchdown here.
Yeah, definitely want another touchdown. Kane's got it now. Shotgun. Fullback to his right, Bradley Kretzinger. He's going to hand it off to Boldrev up the middle, but brought down at the line of scrimmage by another host of Knoxville defenders. Sheraton looking at another third and about 7 yards.
Yeah, and maybe fourth down territory, Sheraton, within the 20 of Knoxville. So two opportunities to probably throw it T.J. Hawkinson's way.
And it looks like there's going to be a timeout by Knoxville. They spent their last timeout. Sheraton leads this one 41-26. With 1 minute and 37 seconds to go.
If you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC. Sheraton Napa. For all your auto and truck needs, your Sheraton Napa. For filters, hydraulic hoses, tools, and parts of your Sheraton Napa. They are Napa know-how. And Tim Miller's been up here a lot tonight, our AD, brother of Joe Miller, obviously at KIIC. But Tim's just... you know, he's such a great AD. He's really done a lot of renovations to this field and the basketball court, and just the energy around Sheraton. As you can feel tonight, it's a whole new energy.
And so after the Knoxville timeout, Sheraton's offense is back on in the field with a minute and 37 seconds to go. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. He drops back to pass, rolls left. He's going to be looking for some running room. And he runs over a defender, gets some extra yards, very close to the sticks, Derek. Going to depend on the spot.
Yeah, great run by Aaron. That was, wow. Aaron Kane, quarterback, putting his head down. That's Aaron Kane. Great job.
Didn't expect that kind of run on Aaron Kane. Running over a defender, something you like to see out of a quarterback, definitely.
Oh, yeah, especially in this situation. That's huge.
And so the referee has motioned first down. It will be first and goal at the 9-yard line. With a minute to go, time still ticking.
I think Sheraton can kind of feel the playoff lock here coming in for that knee.
And Kane's going to take a knee. The victory formation, it's the coach's favorite formation. And with the clock running down, Sheraton's going to really enjoy this one, especially on senior night.
They're going to feel on senior night. And you see tears coming down the coach's faces right now. This is kind of a... tribute to how important this game is to them and how much work they put in over there on the sidelines. They're jacked up right now, as they should be, as the Sheraton Chargers football team should be.
And Derek, I can't, another thing to look forward to after this Charger win is fireworks. As we said before, it's the 85th anniversary of Hy-Vee being in Sheraton, so we're going to have a fireworks show Hy-Vee put on. And Derek, one thing to mention, after the Chargers are lining up to shake hands after this win, Sheraton wins it 41-26, but Derek, T.J. Hawkinson broke the record tonight.
Yeah, he broke the record, and he broke it by one touchdown. But T.J., you're just going to see that gap continue. Two touchdowns, excuse me. You're going to see that gap continue to grow this year. But besides the touchdown, besides the record, T.J. Hawkinson, called this team to win. He doesn't want this team to lose. Obviously, he doesn't want to let them lose. He's not going to let them lose if he has control over it. And he does have a lot of control over how the game goes. He targeted a lot and expected to do a lot on defense. So great job by T. Hawkinson tonight.
So as the time has rolled down to zero, Sheraton has won this one 41-26. So definitely a good game. Sheraton down at halftime, showing they are a great second half team yet again.
Yeah, kind of like we said earlier, classic battle between Sheraton and Knoxville. This one just playoff contention, so Sheraton has to be excited. This is a heck of a win for these Chargers. I think they're going to come over here and sing the fight song. But this Charger team has been resilient these last few games. Coming up, a couple of losses. To come up here and be a really good Knoxville team is impressive.
Especially, Derek, with the absence of Dylan Sanders this game. He was injured on the first play of the game, and it was a testament of senior leadership stepping up. Not good to see one of your leaders go down, and Sanders went down, but these seniors, they kept the team going and able to come out with a victory.
Yeah, and you said it perfectly. Senior leader is out, and that puts a tool on a lot of guys. Not having Dylan at back there running back with Boldarev is just, it's mentally hard, and I'm sure Kurt Smizer was not happy with it. And the Sheraton just came in here in the second half and just dominated on all levels. Early in the game, Knoxville was dominating line scrimmage. But Sheraton in the second half dominated line scrimmage. They dominated the pass game. They dominated the run game. They dominated defense. They dominated all cylinders of the game.
And, Derek, that Knoxville offensive line was huge. And that was going to be a big test for that the Sheraton line, and they definitely succeeded. And so, as Sheraton won this one 41-26, we're going to hang this one up at Reynolds Field. I'm Adam Castle with my partner Derek Lang. This is KIIC Radio.
And a quick shout-out to our guys, Trevor and Lucas over there. They're the ones that do all the work. Thank you for listening again.